From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. It is Friday, April 6th edition of The Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, in for Alex Jones in this first hour. In the second hour, we've got the full unaired Ted Nugent interview coming up. Of course, you've seen clips of it. He's talking about gun control. He's talking about a threat to the Second Amendment. The full interview, which has not yet been seen by anyone, will air in the second hour, so be sure to stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we've got a raft of news. Obviously, this caravan coming from Mexico, the Central American immigrants, has been turned back for the time being. It looks like it's been disbanded. But the fallout, at least rhetorically, continues. There was a CNN panel, and we're going to go to this video in the next segment, which basically said Trump must have been watching Alex Jones because of his comments on this caravan, and in particular his comments regarding the connection between illegal immigrants and rape, which, by the way, is a completely proven connection, not by Breitbart, not by Fox News, not by InfoWars, but by the Huffington Post, not quite renowned as a far-right outlet, is it? But you had CNN panelists up there saying that Trump said this in his remarks yesterday when he went off script because he's been talking or listening or watching too much of Alex Jones. We'll get into the true facts behind that. We also have a Young Turks co-host who says that Donald Trump could stage, or at least he suggests that it could happen, we could see a terrorist attack or a conveniently timed war before the midterms to help the Republicans try and regain or retain at least the House of Congress. Of course, the so-called blue wave is expected by everyone. This Young Turks co-host says that that might not happen, and it might not happen because Donald Trump could take advantage of, or he could. I mean, the suggestion is quite conspiratorial here. If this was an InfoWars.com article, they'd be calling us conspiracy theorists, but they can write about it in CNBC, and no one bats an eyelid. So we're going to get into that as well. Now, Breitbart yesterday had its big Masters of the Universe town hall about big tech censorship, social media monopolies, and one of the participants in that forum, Robert Epstein, who is a senior research psychologist at the American Institute for Behavioral Research and Technology, came up with some very interesting comments about how Google changed its algorithm. And you can bet your bottom dollar they're still doing this today, and they'll intensify it up until the midterms. They changed their algorithm deliberately to make the search results positive for, you guessed it, Hillary Clinton. Now, this is not a right-wing guy. This is an academic voice telling us this. Google algorithms can change millions of votes. That's been proven. This is going to be a huge issue, big tech censorship and algorithm manipulation going into the midterms. And this guy's sounding the alarm bell about it once again. So we'll get into that. Now, in the UK last night, we had six teenagers stabbed within 90 minutes of each other. This violent crime on the streets of London is getting out of control. We know now that London, at least since February, has been more violent in terms of murders than New York City. Same population, London more violent. Six teenagers stabbed within 90 minutes of each other last night. Nigel Farage has come out and said this is due to political correctness. This is due to stop and search being reduced. But what is the government blaming it on? They're blaming it on social media. Again, Sadiq Khan's been besotted, been obsessed with mean tweets for the past year. He's been obsessed with transgender bathrooms. Meanwhile, we have an actual crime wave unfolding on the streets. Nothing's being done about it. They sent out a tweet earlier saying, oh, please don't carry knives. Yeah, like that's going to solve the problem. Not going to solve the problem. You need people on patrol. You need bobbies on patrol. You need stop and search. That's been removed. Meanwhile, they've got 900 plus specialist officers patrolling hate crime, otherwise known as mean tweets. So they got plenty of resources for that. Not so many resources for actual crime. And remember, this is a police force, the Metropolitan Police, that basically told us a few months ago they can't investigate all crimes, but they can investigate all mean tweets. They can't really investigate because they don't have the resources to investigate or stop the wave of stabbings that are plaguing the streets of London. We'll get into it after the break. This is The Alex Jones Show Live. Breaking news at InfoWars.com. We'll be back.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. It is the Alex Jones Show. Now, yesterday, you probably saw Donald Trump go off script during a tax roundtable event in West Virginia. He was supposed to be talking about tax reduction. He did for a while, but then he ripped up the script. He started talking about illegal immigration, and he made comments about the connection between rape and illegal immigration, once again causing a firestorm of controversy. But not everything is as it seems. First, let's go to this Donald Trump clip. This is Trump in West Virginia yesterday talking. It was at a tax roundtable, ostensibly, but then he delved into something slightly more controversial. Here's the clip.
A lottery system. Pick them out. A lottery system. You can imagine what those countries put into the system. They're not putting their good ones. And remember my opening remarks at Trump Tower when I opened. Everybody said, oh, he was so tough. And I used the word rape. And yesterday it came out where this journey coming up, women are raped at levels that nobody's ever seen before. They don't want to mention that. So we have to change our laws. And the Democrats, what they're doing is just, it's insanity. Nobody understands what's going on.
Now, those were Trump's comments yesterday. Of course, he went off script, but this caused a firestorm on CNN. What a surprise that is. They had a round table. They were absolutely stunned that Trump would dare return to these comments about the link between rape and illegal immigrants, particularly the ones coming in from Mexico. Of course, this was a big thing during the 2015 presidential campaign, where Trump said, you know, the classic quote, they're bringing in drugs, they're bringing in rapists. CNN got triggered by this. They accused Trump of listening or watching too much Alex Jones. Let's go to that clip.
You know, in the bigger picture, I wonder, I mean, there is this Senate race in West Virginia, sure, Josh, but he also revived his claim about rapists that he was excoriated for, certainly not by his base, not by his diehard supporters, in his announcement address speech. And he just revived that as well.
I mean, this is just Trump. It's what he does. I mean, he is not, doesn't tie himself to standards of fact and objectivity in the way that any other Republican or Democratic politician would. He simply decides to believe these things. Maybe he saw them on Fox News. I don't know, maybe he's watching Alex Jones, but his habit is to continue to repeat them regardless of them being consistently disproven by the media.
So they have a CNN panelist saying that Trump's claim that there's any connection between rape and illegal immigrants coming from Mexico is completely disproven. He's saying that Trump's got that information, maybe from Fox News, maybe from Alex Jones. Well, turns out that's not quite the case. Huffington Post headline 2014, if you can punch this up. 80% of Central American women, girls, are raped crossing into the U.S. This is exactly what Trump was talking about in the comments we just played. So, no, it's not Fox News, it's not Alex Jones, it's the Huffington Post telling everyone that. Hardly the far-right outlet that they tried to paint it as on that CNN panel. And the article states there's a number of Central American women and girls crossing into the U.S. And by the way, these numbers are probably even worse now. This is 2014. Continues to spike. So is the staggering amount of sexual violence waged against these migrants who are in search of a better life. So they tried to make out on CNN that Trump was talking about this caravan of migrants, which reportedly is mainly women and children, we don't know that for sure, but obviously many of them amongst them, they tried to imply that Trump was calling those people rapists. No. You're saying they're the victims because 80%, as the Huffington Post reported, of women and girls crossing into the US, by the way, in Mexico, are raped during their journey. That's up from a previous estimate of 60%, according to an Amnesty International report. So they go through these numbers, and many of these rapes aren't even being reported. And they explain that because they have to pay the bandits to get through the country in the first place. So it's part of the transaction just for them to survive and make it through. So they're not going to be reporting all of the rapes. Now, it was 60%. It was 80% in 2014. God knows what it is now. But again, this is from the Huffington Post. So CNN claims that Trump's claim that this is off the scale, women, young girls getting raped as they go up through Mexico, they're saying that's a conspiracy theory that Trump has dredged out of the sewer of Fox News or Alex Jones or InfoWars. It's in the Huffington Post. 80% of women and girls crossing into the US by way of Mexico are raped during their journey. Eleanor Goldberg, 2014, Huffington Post. Not Fox News, not Alex Jones. Other government statistics, and you can find these in the article, shocked CNN panel says Trump is watching Alex Jones up on InfoWars.com. Other government statistics show that illegal aliens in the US commit federal crimes at 3 times the rate of citizens. Now, this is an important distinction to make because often what we hear from the left is that immigrants, all immigrants, commit less crimes than citizens. And while it's true, according to some statistics, that legal immigrants commit less crimes than American citizens, which is a good thing, they're adhering to the law, which is how they got into the country legally in the first place, what they don't say is that illegal immigrants commit 3 times the amount of federal crimes. They pass that out and they take the statistic of all migrants, including legal ones, to downplay the problem. Well, obviously there's a problem if 80% of women and young girls, as they come up through Mexico, are being raped and sexually assaulted. Many of them use it as a form of payment to be able to get through the country in the first place. Goldberg in the Huffington Post continues again, not Fox News, not Alex Jones, quote, the assaults are so common that many women and girls take contraceptives beforehand as preventative measures. So they expect it. They're taking contraceptives with them before the journey begins because it's so likely that they're going to get sexually assaulted and raped. She also notes the situation is probably even worse because many victims are too afraid to report the rapes. So again, Trump doesn't need to watch Alex Jones to understand that Mexico has a huge rape problem. He could just have easily read it in one of the most distinctly left-wing news outlets in the country, the Huffington Post. So no, it's not a Fox News, Alex Jones talking point. It's widely reported that these migrants, women and children, are the victims of rape in a vast majority of cases, 80%. This is a big problem. And you can't just blame it on InfoWars or Alex Jones. And of course, many of these people are illegally coming into America as well, which is why we have so many cases of, you know, rapes on the border. You've seen numerous cases about it in the media over the past 6 months. It seems to have upticked a little bit, but you see them reported every single week. It's a big problem. But again, the media, CNN, is not going to accurately report on that or tell you about it. They're going to spin it. Donald Trump ditches White House correspondents' dinner again. The press is so bad, so fake. This just came out a few hours ago. President Donald Trump has turned down an invitation to the White House correspondents' dinner for the second consecutive year. Well, what a surprise that is. Isn't it amazing, by the way, that Trump, what was it in the Rasmussen poll, he's up to 51%. Better than Obama at the same time during his first term. 51% despite the overwhelming negative media coverage. And in fact, there was another poll which found that 77% of Americans believe the mainstream media engages in, quote, fake news. So he's at 51% in Rasmussen, which they say, oh, that's a Republican bias poll. Well, yeah, all the other polls are Democrat bias. You have weighted samples vastly in Democrats' favor. So Rasmussen is actually quite fair in how it weights the polls. So he's up to 51% on that. Imagine if he hadn't had the, what was it, the 95% negative media coverage over the past year plus, where he would be in the polls. And even now with some of the base getting antsy with Trump over his failure to get the wall up and running, he's still at 51%. So why on earth would he extend an olive branch to the media and go to this White House correspondents' dinner? Trump announced the news on Friday morning in an interview with Bernie and Sid radio show in New York City. He said this, quote, "I sort of feel that the press is so bad, so fake, it's so made up. I call them novelists. They make up the sources. In many cases, they literally make up sources. I just think I want to get it straightened out with the press before I go." So he will not attend for the second year running, and really, nobody's going to care. I mean, this event has received less and less attention, less feedback for many years now. It's dwindling into obscurity, and Trump is rightly going to ignore it once again. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show live in the next segment, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live on The Alex Jones Show. Remember that Ted Nugent interview? The full interview is coming up in the second hour. Before we get back into the news, I want to tell you about some of the great specials we have available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, you've seen Alex talk about it. He's got the big National Press Club speech, press conference coming up next week. We basically get hit by a lawsuit every week at this point. It's their new method of undermining us. It's the new purge. You know, they tried to censor us. They tried to smear our characters. Now it's frivolous lawsuit after frivolous lawsuit. We're defeating them, but it's because we have your support. We need it now more than ever. We have a raft of specials available at InfoWarsStore.com right now, including Bodies, which is the product that I take. It's a medicinal herb used for thousands of years, featuring turmeric, one of the most studied ingredients known today. Again, this gives you great joint support, mobility support, flexibility support, inflammation support, and immune support. It's got the turmeric root extract. It's got the Boswellia serrata extract, organic spearmint sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, and piperine from black pepper. And again, we're not even selling this on some of its benefits that have been proven in peer-reviewed studies. We're not claiming that this is part of the product, but if you look up turmeric, pretty good for treating mood disorders and depression in independent peer-reviewed studies. We're selling it on the basis of joint support, mobility support. It's excellent. It's 25% off. Everybody swears by this product. Go and read the 5-star reviews. Back in stock, 25% off. It is Bodies, the powerful turmeric supplement available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Where we also still have BrainForce, our best seller at 50% off. This is our best-selling nootropic, BrainForce Plus. One of our highest rated and best selling InfoWars Life formulas ever. And the InfoWars crew uses it every day. I use it. The formula uses ingredients known to boost your mind and thinking process. It helps mental acuity, mental clarity. It clears that brain fog that you get sometimes, maybe if you're tired or stressed. It is BrainForce Plus. Whether you're stocking it up for the first time or trying it for the first time, now is the time to head to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of these great savings. BrainForce Plus available right now for 50% off. That is absolutely huge. At InfoWarsStore.com, where we also have the Alexa Pure Air Purifier, still available for $50 off with free shipping for a limited time only. The air in your home is filled with dust, bacteria, allergens, and viruses, but with the revolutionary air purification system, the Alexa Pure Breeze, you can remove up to 99.97% of airborne toxins and contaminants in your home. If you get that healthy, pure environment, it really helps you out. And, you know, we spend a lot of time at home. Most people work in their offices at home now. So why not get your environment as clean, as pure as possible by getting the Alexa Pure Breeze for $50 off and free shipping for a limited time only at InfoWarsStore.com. We need your support now more than ever. So please support us by getting the products. We also have Cell Force for 50% off. Again, another massive discount. This is the cellular energy production, promoting free radical scavenging and cellular adapting, all-in-one revolutionary product that is designed to increase cellular energy while helping to protect your body on the subcellular level. 50% off on that, 50% off on BrainForce, huge discounts, 5-star reviews, it's all there. Get the auto ship option so you don't have to keep going back to the website, remembering to order over and over again. It is CellForce, 50% off, and BrainForce Plus, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Please support this network today. Headline up on InfoWars.com, Young Turks co-host, conveniently timed terrorist attack, that's a quote, could help Trump in midterms. Oh, who's the conspiracy theorist now, eh? A co-host for the Young Turks thinks that a, quote, conveniently timed war or terrorist attack could help Donald Trump turn out Republican voters for the midterms. In an article for CNBC, big mainstream website, CNBC, John Iadarola, a left-wing political pundit, warns that the blue wave that is expected to see Democrats regain the House may not transpire if Trump can rally his base. What's one of the methods by which this Young Turks co-host thinks he can do that? Well, he thinks it could be a terrorist attack. It could be a war. Now, the suggestion here is quite conspiratorial. Let's just put it that way. This is the quote. The base that today might be weary of Trump could rally to his defense if they believed they faced some true threat in the form of a conveniently timed war, terrorist attack, or existential threat to Donald Trump's presidency itself. So he's clearly suggesting that Trump would welcome a terrorist attack to boost Republicans' hopes in the midterm elections. Basically, this whole article is a big whinge fest about how Republicans have got an unfair advantage. He talks about a defamation campaign against special counsel Robert Mueller, which is basically just people pointing out that it's completely desperate at this point. They've got no evidence of collusion. That's not a defamation campaign. That's telling the truth. He talks about racist defunding of polling places in lower socioeconomic areas. Basically, he's paranoid that the Democrats could throw this away. He's talking about they need to get more progressive candidates on board and not focus on the establishment, not rely on the establishment candidates. But he's saying that a conveniently timed war or terrorist attack could take advantage of that like George W. Bush did back in 2002. Now, this harkens back to a Washington Post report which came out in January, which prompted this slew of alarmist op-eds and articles from left-wing publications where they quoted Trump as saying, and again, this is probably a leak, the accuracy of it we don't know. The Washington Post said that Trump said he doesn't think the 2018 election has to be as bad as others are predicting because he flashed back to 2002, the Republicans having their success in the midterms then as a result of the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. So, of course, he made reference to it. He's not directly invoking it. He's certainly not saying, oh, my God, we really need a terrorist attack. Even from the Washington Post quote, Trump, even if it's true, Trump basically just said, well, that helped the Republicans. But it prompted a rash of alarmist responses from left-wing media outlets like Alternate and Vox, which basically implied, if they didn't outright say it, that Trump was hoping for a terror attack to improve his fortune. So it's just interesting how, if certain other news outlets came out with that kind of story, we would be bashed from pillar to post as extremist fringe conspiracy theorists. The Young Turks co-host can come out and say it. It's in an article on CNBC.com, buried in this article, and nobody really cares. Absolutely incredible. Another headline up on Infowars.com, exacerbated, frustrated, Trump agrees to keep troops in Syria after pressure from Pentagon. Of course, he came out with the announcement a couple of days ago that the US was going to pull troops out of Syria, didn't commit to a timetable, which of course set off the alarm bells for a lot of people in Trump's base. And now Pentagon officials reportedly pressured him into keeping our troops in place with no timetable for a withdrawal. Now, of course, everyone supports Trump helping the Syrian government, if indirectly, to crush ISIS. They're saying that we need to make sure that ISIS has been crushed before we set a timetable for withdrawal. But again, the elements of the deep state still don't want that. They want to topple Bashar al-Assad because they want to outflank the Russians in Syria. So this isn't about a timetable. This is about them attempting to remain in the country and fulfill the same geopolitical agenda that Obama and Hillary Clinton pushed for, which is the overthrow of Assad. We'll get into it more after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Infowars.com. We'll be back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Get ready for Alex Jones to invade the swamp. Jones is set to give a speech at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. on April 10th, during which he'll make a statement on the raft of anti-free speech lawsuits targeting his First Amendment rights. Numerous lawsuits have been launched on the premise of attracting media attention and defaming Alex Jones and InfoWars' reputation. Jones will address the left's new tactic of trying to bury InfoWars under a deluge of lawsuits, several of which do not rest on any sound legal basis. While the mainstream media and many on the left routinely celebrate these lawsuits when they're first filed, those same people are noticeably silent when the lawsuits collapse. These lawsuits are yet another attempt to shut down free speech, and they are doomed to fail. Alex Jones will go live at 9 a.m. Eastern from the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. You can find live streams of the press conference at InfoWars.com. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, back it is, the Alex Jones Show. We're going to get into the spate, the surge of violent crime on the streets of London, with six teenagers last night being stabbed within 90 minutes of each other. Within an hour and a half, six teenagers stabbed. It's completely out of control. It's only getting worse. Oh, but they put out a tweet. Like, Sadiq Khan put out a tweet today, so I guess it's problem solved. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into how they're having to do an investigation as to how many potential terrorists are working in the London transport system. Meanwhile, of course, people like Brittany Pettibone, Lauren Southern, you know, mild-mannered conservative YouTubers are being banned from the country. Oh, but we've got terrorists literally working in our transport system. No biggie. We're letting in returning ISIS jihadists from Syria. No biggie. Let's ban people for their political opinions. Let's ban people for handing out edgy leaflets on the streets of Luton, which is what happened, of course. Absolute joke situation in the United Kingdom right now. I'm going to get into that. But first of all, Breitbart had a town hall last night called Masters of the Universe, in which they talked about how we can combat, how we can fight back against social media censorship, against big tech monopolies. Because, of course, there was another banning yesterday on Twitter. Owen Benjamin, a comedian, who wasn't even political from what I can understand about 3 or 4 months ago. He became political, started building up a presence on Twitter and on YouTube, banned, gone. Why? Because he made some edgy comments, some edgy jokes towards everyone's favorite gun salesman, David Hogg. Because he did that, he's gone. Silenced. Another conservative banned for their political persuasion. This is a huge issue because they can literally change the votes of millions of people in elections. Google's proven that. And Epstein, Robert Epstein, I talked about this at the start of the show. He's a senior research psychologist at the American Institute for Behavioral Research and Technology. Headline is, out of Breitbart, Epstein at Masters of the Universe Town Hall, Google favored search results for Clinton over Trump. Now, we told you about this at the time, right before the election. They all called it a conspiracy theory. It was completely true. Now, this guy's done the studies, which shows dependent on the first two search results on Google, you can switch the votes of millions of people in any national election. So long as you get those top two search results and they're positive towards the candidate you want to push or negative towards the candidate you don't want to push, that can change the outcome of an election. So they talk about Russian bots. They talk about fake news and collusion. That had no impact on the election. This did. I mean, Hillary won by 3 million votes, obviously, in the popular vote. If they had not gamed it for her, she probably would have lost that 3 million lead. But they've done studies where in India, in all these other elections, it changed a huge number of votes. This is the power of the algorithm. And you can bet your bottom dollar they're going to turn it up to 11 coming up in these 2018 midterms. So this is Robert Epstein. He said that Google favored positive search results of Hillary Clinton above those of President Trump. We'll explain exactly how in a second. He said there's two main things that we have found. We came up with a system, a monitoring system for monitoring search results on Google, Bing, and Yahoo for 6 months before the presidential election in 2016. The story about our findings was broken by the Washington Post in early 2017, and here's what we found. This is Robert Epstein. We found that Google search results favored Hillary Clinton in all 10 positions of those search results on the first page for almost all of those 6 months leading up to the election. Wasn't the same situation on the other search pages, which of course are massively dwarfed by Google, where they had a mix of negative and positive search results. Google, 10 positions on the first page leading up to the election, all positive for Hillary Clinton. He went on to say, quote, now that's enough to shift 2 to 3 million votes at least, which is what Hillary won by in the popular vote, without anyone knowing that they have been manipulated. That is the power. And that's just one instance of it. I mean, I've talked about it before. I write articles every day, obviously, for Infowars.com. I need to flash back. I need to refer back to previous articles that I've written about similar subjects. So if I'm writing an article about, I don't know, migration in Sweden, the problems that that's causing, I will refer back to a previous article that I wrote, you know, 3-4 weeks ago. So I put the headline into Google, put my name into Google, put Infowars.com sometimes into Google, and almost every time, well, not every time, but occasionally, probably like 50% of the time, the top search result is a Salon.com hit piece about yours truly, or it's Media Matters, or it's one of these other Soros groups, or it's Snopes.com. Over the past year, and especially intensified in the past 6 months, they have changed the algorithm where even if you directly search for a headline and then Paul Joseph Watson Infowars.com, sometimes they will put the hit piece, which is completely unrelated to the search headline, the headline that you searched, they will put the result for the hit piece above what you're actually searching for. That's not a search engine. That's brainwashing. That's indoctrination. That's political manipulation. That's exactly what Google is engaging in. They did it before the election, obviously didn't do it enough. Now they've turned it up to 11. Facebook, the exact same thing. Numerous prominent people, and I've spoken to some of them, we're talking about the most prominent people on the conservative right, have said to me privately, and some have said publicly, Facebook's algorithm, not only since February, but definitely over the past 3 weeks, is completely crushing conservatives. Now, I remember the Western Journalism Study found that conservative websites were affected by this algorithm change way more than left-wing websites, which I think they went up 2%. conservative websites went down, I think it was 13% in traffic, even more if you take Fox News out of the equation, because they went up. So they were being crushed back in February when they changed the algorithm. Less traffic, less shares to conservative news sources from Facebook. The last few weeks, it's been absolutely dire. I'm talking about videos on Facebook where I will put a video on Facebook, you know, one of my YouTube videos, put it on Facebook. It will get, in the past, 200,000, 300,000 views overnight. If it's a good one, eventually it'll get 2 million views on Facebook. Even a video that doesn't really go across that well will get at least 200,000, 300,000, 400,000 views on Facebook. Now, I put a video up last week, I think it was. It got 78,000 views. They've absolutely crushed us on the video views. Absolutely crushed us. And many other people are reporting exactly the same thing. They're not getting the shares. They're not getting the video views on Facebook. Their content remains as popular as ever, but it's people aren't seeing it in their feeds. This is how they beat us. With shadow banning, with algorithm changes. So while Twitter just bans people, which, you know, is more honest in a way, Facebook, Google, everything is behind the scenes. If you can't really pinpoint what's happening, if you can't point to examples apart from just to say, well, my traffic's down, then what can you prove? But it's definitely happening because I'm hearing it from absolutely everyone. Google did it before the election. They're going to do it again. Robert Epstein, continuing at this Breitbart town hall last night, he gives the example. So, for example, we typed in on Bing and Yahoo, Hillary Clinton is, and we get Hillary Clinton is the devil. Hillary Clinton is sick. Hillary Clinton is dying of cancer. You saw this at the time, remember? We did a big piece on this. Literally 8 or 10 extremely negative search results, because that's what people were, in fact, searching for. So it was completely organic. People were searching for these things. They were appearing in the autocomplete suggestions on Google search, because that's what people wanted to look up. So then they did the same test. They went to Google, and he says, I have screenshots of all this. We do too. We put out the article at the time. You type in Hillary Clinton. Remember, this is a few months before the election. Hillary Clinton is, and we get Hillary Clinton is awesome. Hillary Clinton is winning, and that's it. So it's every other search engine. It was organic. It was what people were searching for. But then you tried the same thing on Google.com. You only got positive suggestions for Hillary Clinton. That is political manipulation. That is, in fact, a violation of the Decency Communications Act, Section 230, where these big social media and search websites have to remain politically neutral and nonpartisan. They're not. They're gaming the system because we're winning the argument, so they have to cheat because they can't beat us on a level playing field. This is a massive issue. It's only going to get bigger as we head up to the November 2018 midterms. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Introducing CellForce by Infowars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out 3 new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and real red pill today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back. It is The Alex Jones Show. We've got that big Ted Nugent interview coming up in the next hour. Now, there's something going on with Twitter. It's talking about big tech censorship before the break. For the past 2 hours, Twitter has been completely broke. I've been sending out tweets which basically get a handful of retweets. I can do a tweet normally about a good issue. It will get hundreds of retweets within about half an hour, dozens of retweets within minutes. Over the past 2 hours, these tweets that I'm sending out are getting no traction whatsoever. It's happening to other people as well. I've confirmed that. The timelines are all broken. People aren't seeing the tweets, but from the people who they follow. Now, obviously, there's some kind of bug here, but there's also speculation that this could be Twitter instituting or testing a shadow banning system. Now, we know people have complained about that in the past, where suddenly, you know, they have voracious retweets. They get 500, 1,000, 2,000 retweets per tweet on average. Suddenly, it drops off. They don't know why. It's because they've been shadow banned, because their tweets aren't showing up in people's timelines. Well, that's been happening for the past 2 hours at least on Twitter. Everybody's complaining about it, so it is a bug. But there's also speculation it could be a test for them to institute shadow banning on certain accounts. So we're going to keep an eye on that. Obviously, we've been censored. We've been lobbied to be censored by CNN. They were in direct communication with YouTube about a month ago trying to get our channel shut down. We have frivolous lawsuit after frivolous lawsuit, which is why we need your support. We've got a new 34-hour broadcast special coming up next week, which is going to start at 8 a.m. on Thursday and go to 6 p.m. on Friday. It's going to be absolutely massive. Ton of guests, new people hosting. It's going to be very exciting. So mark that in your diary, a new 34-hour special broadcast. Of course, Alex Jones is also going to give his speech at the Press Club on Tuesday, April 10th. That's going to be live streamed as well. So be sure to mark your diary for that. And please continue to support us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Alpha Power back in stock. The fan favorite is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It may be one of our newest products, but it's one of the fastest selling products we've ever had. And you can tell why by reading all those 5-star reviews. And that's why we're dropping it by 25% to help you experience it before it goes back out of stock. As you age, as we all do, your body can lose testosterone at rates of about 1 to 2% every single year. Don't want to turn into a soy boy. That's why we worked hard to make an affordable solution to the greatest problem of age. And again, you look at the studies, testosterone in the West is dropping off rapidly due to a number of different factors, including diet. But the incredible ingredients in this formula will help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that reduced energy and changing mood that often comes with time and age. Alpha Power even works synergistically with Super Male Vitality and Anthroplex to help you become a true alpha male and take charge of your energy to defy age. It is Alpha Power. It is back in stock. It is one of the biggest, best, most favorite products on InfoWarsStore.com. And it's back in stock right now at 25% off. Go and read the 5-star reviews. See if Alpha Power can be of benefit to you, as it has been to hundreds and thousands of other customers. Alpha Power, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today. Support this network. Now, last night in London, 6 teenagers were stabbed within 90 minutes of each other. London is now more violent since February than New York City. Let that sink in. Same population, way more violent. You're talking 3 times more burglaries. And look at these stats under Sadiq Khan, our mayor of London, our Islamist mayor of London. 12% crime increase since he took office. Epidemic levels of acid attacks. February and March have outpaced New York City in homicides for the first time in modern history. 16 stabbed across the city in 90 minutes last night, a stabbing every single day. What is going on? Well, we know what Sadiq Khan has going on. He's complaining about mean tweets. He was literally in Austin, what was it, about a month ago, complaining about mean tweets while young people across the capital are getting acid attacked, are getting stabbed. Yes, some of it is gang-related, which is why a lot of people don't seem to care about it. You know, we have all these Ramonas, all these liberal progressives here in the metropolitan elitist bubble of London who claim to be anti-racist. Probably about 50% at least of these kids getting stabbed are black kids. They don't really care about it. They don't care about it. There's no outrage about it. There's more outrage about Islamophobic tweets after terror attacks. They don't care about black kids getting stabbed. Now Nigel Farage has come out, and we have the clip right now, saying that political correctness can be blamed for some of this violent crime. Here's the clip.
Well, I think we've got a breakdown of law and order in certain districts in London. And remarkably, this mayor of London has not visited a single one of the crime scenes. He has not met any of the bereaved families, and he's simply burying his head in the sand. Everyone's scared of the police and the authorities being called racist, so we've taken our foot off the pedal, and I would say that political correctness has directly led to the murder rate going up in London.
That is Nigel Farage identifying political correctness. What does he mean by that? Well, we had stop and search, which was reduced drastically over the past few years, as those stop and searches fell because they didn't want to profile mainly black gang members. They didn't want to stop and search them because, God forbid, they might be called racist. What's happened as a result of that is these gang members are more emboldened to carry weapons, to carry acid, to carry knives. So that's one of the reasons why the attacks are increasing, because the police are afraid of being called racist. Oh, but if you make an edgy tweet or a mean Facebook post, they'll be knocking on your door, literally knocking on your door. 3,000 people in the UK arrested every year because of tweets. They have 900 plus. This was a tweet by the Metropolitan Police. They've got 900 plus specialist officers, specialists across London, one city, dedicated to investigating hate crime. And what is hate crime? It's mean comments. In fact, we had an article on InfoWars not long ago where they literally sent police to a school playground because one of the children had called one of the other kids a homophobic slur. Call the cops. Meanwhile, people are being stabbed. 6 teenagers stabbed in 90 minutes. Not dealing with that. Dealing with playground insults. This is Sadiq Khan. This is his policy. In 2016, Khan announced millions in taxpayer cash were to be spent on an online hate crime hub to police speech online and criminalize people offending others on social media. God forbid anybody might have their fifis hurt. So they spent all the money. They're whining about budget cuts. They're whining about no money for police. They're whining about lack of resources. They spent millions on policing mean tweets. Meanwhile, reducing stop and search, the very process that, you know, makes these criminals less inclined to carry weapons and stab people. All the resources are going towards patrolling speech. In 2017, London police announced they no longer had the resources to investigate many low-level crimes. If there's an actual crime going on, forget about it. But this online hate crime hub, this is what's important, including some assaults and forms of fraud. We had a story last week where a guy, he was being burgled. His home was being invaded by two robbers. He stabbed one of them with a screwdriver, trying to get them away from him, trying to get them off him. He was arrested. The guy who defended himself was arrested. The police aren't going to turn up because somebody said something mean on Twitter about Islam. That's what they're focused on. Absolute joke. Despite the massive focus on offensive speech and hate crimes, prosecutions for which have actually fallen despite a large increase in reporting, indicating that many allegations are flimsy or even fictional. So again, it's like the whole Brexit myth. There was this myth after Brexit, oh, surge in hate crimes. No, the actual prosecuted ones went down because it was people riled up by this hysteria put out by the media. When they were actually investigated, it turned out to be nothing whatsoever. Goes on to say, a hate incident only needs to be perceived by the victim or someone else to be logged by police with no evidence needed. They actually had a police description of a hate crime on the website or a hate incident where they said, you don't have to be committing a crime to commit a hate crime or a hate incident. If the victim perceives it to be offensive, then it's a crime. Absolutely Orwellian. Meanwhile, people being stabbed every 90 minutes. And six teenagers stabbed in 90 minutes. While I've been on air, there's probably been another three. It's just an epidemic at this point. An ex-Metropolitan Police chief, we're going to get into this after the break, has come out and said, London police have lost control of the streets. And why? Because their superiors are telling them, 900 plus of them, to investigate mean comments on the internet. Meanwhile, we're banning conservative YouTubers like Lauren Southern and Brittany Pettibone as actual potential terrorists work in the London transport network. There's now a huge concern about potential terrorists working on London's transport system, which one of them did. The guy who carried out the London Bridge attack was actually working within the transport system. That's not being focused on. What's being focused on is conservative YouTubers, mean tweets and playground insults. The UK is a joke. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
It's been sold out for months and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients because we scaled up, signed to your contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Alex Jones Show. It's the second hour. My name is Jake Lloyd, your host for the second and third hours. It's not Alex Jones. Actually, it's Jake Lloyd, but I'm happy to be hosting The Alex Jones Show today, filling in a little bit. It's April 6th. Tax season is almost over. Speaking of tax season, I wanted to take a second to read this article. 20% of Americans will pay 87% of the income tax. And I just thought that was, I thought it was really interesting. Is it right? Is it just that 20% of Americans should be paying the 80% of the income tax? And I'm not somebody who believes in total equality. I don't believe in that. But progressive income taxes, I think, are distinctly immoral. So I wanted to take just a second to think about that. Up until when early 1900s, around FDR's time, we had nothing but sales tax, maybe some property tax here and there, depending on where you lived in the States, but there was no income tax. The Constitution doesn't afford for that, but that's just an interesting thought. I just think that it's interesting that 20% of Americans are paying over 87% of the income tax, and maybe that could be done away with if we'd get rid of some of the socialism, the entitlements, the welfare, all those different things, especially since we have all these people coming in, all these illegal immigrants coming in unfettered. So be sure to do your taxes. Maybe you can get a little bit of your tax money back since the government, you know, takes more than they're owed, just so that they can give some of it back to you if they feel like it. So that's interesting. Be sure to be paying attention. On April 10th, Alex Jones will be going to D.C. to do a press conference. He will be doing it at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., 9 a.m. on April 10th. He's doing it to discuss the attacks. Roger Stone has called it lawfare. But they're essentially trying to drive Alex Jones, InfoWars, other independent media sources. Anybody that's threatens their hegemony in the media sphere, they're attempting to drive us out of business by way of legal fees. They mount up these legal fees. It doesn't matter that they won't win, but we have to pay to defend ourselves because we can't allow them to do this with impunity. So they mount these frivolous lawsuits against us, numerous multitudes of lawsuits to try and drive us out of business. And so Alex Jones will be going to the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. in order to, he'll do a Q&A to talk about what we're doing so we can answer your questions. He'll also be addressing our tactics to fight against them. There are laws in Texas, for example, and in other states that prevent, they're called anti-slap laws, which is just a law that prevents people from doing these frivolous lawsuits. They'll get thrown out immediately. So hopefully we can have those addressed. But April 10th, Alex Jones will be traveling to the swamp. We're going to have live coverage at infowars.com/show. It's in the Zanger Room, 529 14th Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. Be sure to email any media inquiries to press@infowars.com. You do have to RSVP. You can also text the number. It doesn't look like the number's up here right now, but there's a number you can text. But RSVP at press@infowars.com. And that brings us to another issue. We're going to be playing for the rest of this hour. I'll be bringing it in and out. We're going to be playing the interview that InfoWars, Alex Jones in particular, conducted with Ted Nugent a couple weeks ago. It's an excellent interview. I've seen some of it here and there. Ted Nugent is really just a brilliant, patriotic American who's just, he's doing what he can to fight back against the globalist attack on America. So please tune into that. And to caveat to that, if you want to see content like this continue, and if you want to see us survive against these frivolous lawsuits, the multitude, please go to InfoWars Store. LexJones.com to support us. We need your support. We need it because of the lawsuits. We also need it to hire new people. We need it to continue producing excellent content like the Ted Nugent interview. So please, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us. We need your help more than ever. Thank you so much for your support. We will be right back with the Ted Nugent interview. Absolutely hard-hitting stuff. Firestorm with Ted Nugent. My name is Jake Lloyd. Thank you very much. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Luckily, however, a beachhead. We have a beachhead with Donald Trump. This is the Alex Jones Show. My name is Jake Lloyd, your host. For the rest of this segment, this hour, we're going to be going to the Ted Nugent interview we conducted a few weeks back, Firestorm with Ted Nugent. Here it is.
True Americana, baby. This song, Ted Nugent's fight for the Second Amendment and our other rights, and the Info War. Match made in heaven. Here we come now. Amazing Texas Ranch, and I feel like I'm following the white rabbit down the rabbit hole. There he is right up ahead of us. It's good to be in America. It's good to be in Texas. It's good to have the Second Amendment, even though these bastards are trying to steal our damn birthright. We're going to win. We're going to stand up. You're not going to stop us. Thanks to folks like Ted Nugent and all of you out there.
We have the right to keep and bear arms, not just the king. The people, we the people have the right to keep and bear arms. If you try to take it away from us, we'll shoot you.
I'm kind of hesitant to even share this information, but once again, information is knowledge. Knowledge is power. Power is the capability of correcting wrong.
I'm usually dead on with a bow, but I'm actually sweating because Ted Nugent's watching.
My name is Ted Nugent. I'm entering my 70th rock and roll year of the American dream, my 70th hunting season. I got 14 grandkids and 7 wonderful kids, the most beautiful, dangerous wife in the world, the greatest hunting dogs in the world. I have machine guns and everything I want in life, the best sounding band, the best grinding rhythm and blues rock and roll band in the world. We have reached critical mass, and I'm loving every greasy, gory rhythm and blues Motown minute of it.
Yeah! The people who hate me are hating because I'm so happy. On Inside Ted Nugent's awesome ranch with his great wife and family, this is America. This is the heart of 1776.
Does everybody want coffee?
Sure, we love some.
All right, here's some good Nugent Java. And I'm not kidding, this isn't Tom Petty coffee, man. My coffee is the only coffee that's ballistically coefficient. I like a good cup of Joe, man.
News coffee brought to you by Stay On Point.
Now, take a slug of that, Jones.
Yes, sir.
Some serious stuff. Starbucks can kiss my dead dog's left nut. And here's the boss.
That man, that is rich.
Hey, wow. How are you?
Hey, it's awesome to meet you. I talked to you before on the phone, but it's good to see you in person.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us at your home.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Glad to finally meet you.
Give it up, boys. You're welcome. You're in a hospitable environment here.
And don't give me this polite once I let you on my ranch, you're my friends. Believe me, and as friendly as I am, I'm prepared to kill each other. And I think the most important thing we can say, if I do say so myself, and I just happen to know what that most important thing is, before we get into the disaster that surrounds us, the dishonesty, the political...
We should celebrate the good stuff.
There are so many great Americans out there that get up early and bust their ass and live by the truth, logic, and common sense that we celebrate and promote. It is alive and well across this country.
And here's to them.
At the feed mill, at the hardware store, at the grocery store, at the coffee shop, at the schools, at the churches, everywhere I go, it's like truth, logic, and common sense. Second Amendment absolutists. Earning your own way, saving for a rainy day, giving to the needy instead of expecting Uncle Sam to take care of them. So what you and I live by is not rare. It is approaching ubiquity across this country.
And they're trying to steal it because they're desperate and know that they've lost the culture war.
They really have. And academia, media, what the hell? The government itself in Hollywood... In my 70 years of clean and sober radaring my world around me, I watched the dumbing down of America manifest itself in all things liberal, Democrat, rhino, anti-constitutional infringement, oath violation that is running amok. But in spite of that, I'm living the American dream every day. I hunt, I fish, I shoot, I make music, I tour, I do charity work, I hang with working hard, playing hard Americans. So the positive spirit is still soaring across this country.
Well, I gotta tell you, I know you did thousands of interviews during the election, and everybody gets credit, but if you hadn't worked your ass off so hard, I don't know if Trump would have got in.
I don't remember sleeping in 2016. What I did is I focused on called Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, the reliably blue states. Every time they reported, what a nasty thing to say, the reliably blue states of Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. So I focused my attention on those three states, and I wallpaper and carpet bombed the media, scolding the conservatives, the licensed hunters of those states, 800,000 per state. And I scolded them that they didn't vote for McCain and Romney. You can't blame them, really, because McCain and Romney didn't represent anything that we believe in. But by not voting for McCain and Romney, they gave it to Barack Obama.
And they get all the judges.
And I went really nuts on them. And I didn't do it alone, but that was the driving force in those reliably blue hell zones. Because those states are not reliably blue. In fact, it's important to know to talk about the positive. You look at a map of America, a political map, and it's just red as can be, except for the little blue high crime smudges of liberal Democrat insanity, where liberal Democrats have literally brainwashed people to think that they don't have to earn their own way and that self-defense is not desirable and unarmed helplessness in gun-free zones will somehow keep us safe.
And if you think about it, those little cancer spots across the red-blooded map know that their time is running out. They admit that.
My favorite thing is not that you and I and everybody I know agree with logic, truth, and common sense. My favorite thing is watching liberals and Democrats attempt to make their points on television and not knowing how stupid they look. They are the masters of shooting themselves in the foot. So if you and I were to have a date with God, which, by the way, I think we do, and we said, God, could you design our foil? Could you design someone who could actually look so obnoxious and rude and dishonest and unkempt to counter what we believe in? He'd go, I already did. His name is Michael Moore.
Exactly.
Or Nancy Pelosi.
Or Hillary Clinton.
Or Hillary Clinton, or Barack Obama, or Eric Holder,
Chuck
or Whitley
Lynch.
My favorite is, I think the Democrats, when they put forth the Pelosis and the Boxers, and especially the Maxine Waters and the Sheila Jackson Lees, that struggle to form syllables. I couldn't have gone to central casting and go, could you create a big dirt bag to represent the...
Or the guy from Georgia that thinks islands float.
Yeah, perfect, exactly. Let him talk. Give him the microphone.
My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
Sacred as the Second Amendment is, the First Amendment is not important because we can say what we want. It's because idiots can say what they want, so the rest of us can go, gosh, that's an idiot. So I think we're in a good place right now. And I think the fact that the left is so brain dead and comfortably numb with political correctness and fake news and dishonesty, that they're doing a better job than we are.
No, I agree. But since we're here getting the Second Amendment, we're seeing right now the biggest purge online of conservative sites, veteran sites, gun sites, shooting clubs, Christian sites. I've never seen such a purge.
Oh, I've been thrown off. I won't mention any names now in hopes that the negotiations can continue and move forward on an honest level. But I have been thrown out by the biggest promoters in the world because I'm on the board of the NRA. And I promise you, if I was recently arrested for heroin distribution, they would have not thrown me off.
Exactly.
But because I'm on the board of the family grassroots organization of the National Rifle Association that stands for self-defense, I've been thrown off tens of millions of dollars in revenue. Look at all the claims that I'm a child.
Now, Ted Nugent, back in 2011, was kind of a voice crying out in the wilderness against anti-PC. We'll be back with more on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jake Lloyd.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
InfoWars Life BrainForce Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup. And we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. BrainForce takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your BrainForce Plus and Real Red Pill today.
It looks like America is starting to wake up from the lies and disinformation. 77% of Americans polled recently by Monmouth University believe that the old legacy media like CNN and the New York Times regularly report fake news. The survey asked respondents, do you think these sources report these stories on purpose in order to push an agenda, or do they tend to report them more by accident or because of poor fact-checking? The majority of respondents at at 42%, said they believe it is to push an agenda, while 26% went with poor fact-checking. Additionally, the survey found that 83% believe special interest groups are intentionally trying to implant false information into the news cycle, and even more believed those tentacles reached all the way into social media sites and YouTube. And it's not just conservatives who are waking up to the obvious bias and propaganda pushing of the legacy media. A whopping 61% of Democrats are in agreement.
You are fake news.
Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, Alex Jones. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jake Lloyd. One of our allies crashing through the lies and disinformation is Ted Nugent, a great patriot that we interviewed. Alex Jones particularly interviewed a few weeks back. We're going back to the special interview right now.
But I have been thrown out by the biggest promoters in the world because I'm on the board of the NRA. And I promise you, if I was recently arrested for heroin distribution, they would have not thrown me off.
Exactly.
But because I'm on the board of the family grassroots organization of the National Rifle Association that stands for self-defense, I've been thrown off tens of millions of dollars in revenue. Look at all the claims that I'm a child molester, a draft dodger, that I diss the Native Americans. It's all lies.
Oh, I know.
What nasty things, especially my relationship with the Native Americans. I have been invited to almost every Native American tribe to teach their children the Native lifestyle of clean and sober, hands-on conservation, self-sufficiency, hunting, fishing, outdoor conservation. Shared sweat lodges with their spiritual leaders since the 60s. I have been given felonious eagle feather war bonnets by the elders of numerous tribes because I, in my song Great White Buffalo and in my promotion of conservation, especially bow hunting, they feel a kinship, a blood brotherhood there with me. So meanwhile, the Native Americans and I are spiritual blood brothers, so the Huffington Post claims that I called them unclean vermin. And then some people actually fell for it. So you can see that as I say these things, as nasty and horrific and dishonest as they are, you notice I'm still smiling.
It is a panicked purge because I agree with you. They know that culturally they've lost the soul of America. I mean, you go to the Rolling Stone articles attacking you and I this week. They'll get one or two comments. Your side has thousands per story, so does mine, and 50 times the traffic. That's what I'm saying. You're right. They have had a cardiac arrest. They're falling apart. But I don't want to underestimate their counter.
No, we don't. Doesn't mean that we get complacent by any stretch of the imagination. I think political correctness has backfired, and even though fake news and the orchestrated lies of the media, starting in the late 60s, quite honestly, some people fell for it. But then when they really tune in and pay attention, they see how dishonest it is. And my backing and my support is at an all-time high right now. I couldn't be more proud. That's why I mentioned the good, honest, smart, intelligent, hands-on asset column Americans. Well, those are my blood brothers.
I want to be clear. I'm not trying to, like, do propaganda for the enemy and say, boy, they're powerful. I'm saying they have proven that they are totally and completely ruthless. And Apple is moving to China.
Hateful.
Apple is moving to China. And it's going to hire the Chinese government to actually oversee internet censorship worldwide. And Teddy, it's worse. They just removed Easter off the Apple calendar. And when they contacted him, Apple said, yeah, we did do that. I mean, this is just, I mean.
And the Southern Poverty Law Center is now in charge of censorship in social media. The Southern Poverty Law Center, one of the worst racist hate groups in the history of the world. And everybody knows it except the comfortably numb stoners who just hate freedom and hate the Constitution and hate hardworking people because they, you know, I deserve to have my college tuition waived. bunch of dirtbags. I mean, you look at the average Ted Nugent hater, and I couldn't be more proud. I'm more proud of that than the great people that I connect with. Growing up, it's like I didn't have to have Twilight Zone or Mad Magazine or One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest or The Planet of the Apes or Clockwork Orange. I got the media, academia, Hollywood, and half of our government to keep me entertained. But even as I chuckle stating these things, because you have to laugh or you'll cry, if I didn't believe that conservative values, basic constitutional Bill of Rights, Golden Rule, Ten Commandments, common sense was alive and well, I'm not even going to say publicly what I would do, but you know damn well what I would do. But I believe that that positive force is going to win in the end, and that we are winning incrementally every day, even though the media is in their scramble to dishonestly create fake news as representing otherwise. I believe the positive spirit is as strong as it's ever been.
And because the spirit's coming back, it makes it that much more important. Don't you feel that we've got to fight and win and to realize what we're up against, because we've really drawn out the other side to show their true America-hating evil, their true prosperity-hating evil. Then I ask, why do they love communism? Why do they love collapse?
Asking those questions. I have people ask me, well, why would they want to ban this bullet or this? And I don't go down the why road. If you start asking why does a woman who gets up there and says you don't need to read this, you need to sign it to find out what's in it. I mean, why wasn't she tackled on the House floor and handcuffed and given some sort of treatment? You don't ask why. Just know that evil, dishonesty, and scam artists have always been around, and that right now they're liberal, they're Democrat, they're rhinos, they're Hollywood, they're fake news, they're media, they're academia, and they're half of our government, at least. So come to that realization. There are rabid coyotes running around. You don't wait till you see one to go get your gun. Keep your gun handy, and every time you see one, you shoot one.
They're trying to conquer us. I can feel their will. I can see it. They're control freaks. So for me, it's such an animating contest just to get them off my back.
Well, and that's why they hate me so much, because I'm uncontrollable. And in all this observation of the good, the bad, and the ugly, it's important to note that my name is Ted Nugent. I'm entering my 70th rock and roll year of the American dream, my 70th hunting season. I have 14 grandkids and 7 wonderful kids, the most beautiful, dangerous wife in the world, the greatest hunting dogs in the world. I have machine guns and everything I want in life, the best sounding band, the best grinding rhythm and blues rock and roll band in the world. But there's the most important thing I can say is there's only one thing more dangerous than a sow grizzly bear with cubs nearby. And that's Ted Nugent with more confidence. We have reached critical mass, and I'm loving every greasy, gory rhythm and blues Motown made of it. When all hell breaks loose, I go back to the sanctity of perfection.
Not only do I want to make America great again, I want to make America healthy again. So that's one of the things that I'm working on. We can't control everything that's going on right now, but we can control how we're feeling and how we're exercising and living our daily lives. And we're not perfect. Ted and I eat kind of whatever we want, but 80% of what we eat is pure, lean protein, venison, lots of veggies, but you've got to take care of yourself. Who wants to stand in line waiting for the doctors, going to the hospital? Not me. So I'm going to take care of myself.
Where Shemaine has a Queen of the Forest segment on her Spirit of the Wild show. It's been the number one show for 28 years on Outdoor Channel. I can't imagine why. And her Queen of the Forest is a reach out.
It's educate. Well, I started it because I wasn't raised in a hunting family. My dad didn't hunt. I never had been around
guns. Never touched a gun until she met me.
Or rock and roll.
We'll be right back
story.
With Ted Nugent and Alex Jones, two of the greatest American patriots in the modern era, two of the greatest American voices of the present moment. We'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show. My name is Jake Lloyd. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay tuned for the rest of this incredible interview, or check it out on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at oneway.com. Oneway.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Jake Lloyd, your host filling in for Alex Jones. We are about to go back to the Ted Nugent interview. It's great. I'm enjoying it just as much as you are, I'm sure. Ted Nugent was one of the first people I started paying attention to when I was younger getting into politics. So let's go back right now to the Ted Nugent interview, Firestorm.
I started it because I wasn't raised in a hunting family. My dad didn't hunt. I never had been around
guns. Never touched a gun until she met me.
Or
she grabbed mine.
Or rock and roll, but that's another story. So I was basically baptized by fire walking into Ted's world, and I realized, wow, I'm actually a tomboy at heart. I used to race motocross.
She was a motocross champion.
Yes, I love getting my hands dirty, and I love being outdoors. So this really fit in with my lifestyle, the hunting, outdoor, adventure lifestyle. But I realized there's a lot of women, what if they never had that opportunity to be exposed to hunting or guns? How would they feel? So I took women who hunt, women who don't hunt, I paired them together, and I let them sit in a tree stand and watch nature unfold. Because if you've never hunted, how can you have an opinion about it? If you've never shot a gun, how can you have
an
opinion
about it? It's a form of relaxation and meditation, isn't
yes.
it? Healing powers of nature. And
yes.
100% of the non-hunting women fell in love with it. Many of them were either already anti-hunting or inclined to be anti-hunting with the propaganda, they're cowards because they murder defenseless animals, until they realize that it's about conservation, wise use, balancing of wildlife. And each and every one of them were changed by
yes.
that. And we do it all the time. You remember when I had Anthony Bourdain out here, he was a liberal left-wing anti-gun zealot from Manhattan. Within 15 minutes of him shooting some of my guns, he went, this is so much fun, I can't believe it. The eating grinny hat on his face is inescapable. I've done that with thousands of people. I have literally eliminated the brainwashing of thousands of people just by honestly articulating the joys of aim small, miss small, marksmanship, the mystical flight of the arrow, and the healing powers of nature. And the most dramatic and profound example is my 50-year-old son, Theodore Fleetwood Nugent, who I put up for adoption in 1968, and we got back together when he was 42. Raised in New York City, surrounded by liberal propaganda all his life, voted for Barack Obama, and I sat down. It was an emotional reunion. So here we have the poster child of liberal indoctrination, and he discovered that Ted Nugent was his dad. So once he came out of that vortex of culture shock, which only lasted a couple of minutes because I hugged him, we cried. We celebrated our lost time and how we're going to be dedicated to make up for it. Father, son of blood and spirit. And not 5 minutes later, I completely reversed his anti-gun brainwashing. I completely reversed his anti-conservative liberal policies, because he owns 3 restaurants. And I explained to him why all those regulations destroy his bottom line. And you could see he would wince a bit, furrow his brow, and go, boy, Dad, I never thought of it like that. We took him to the firing range, and I said, there's a tool. Handle it with care, conscientiously, and he fell in love with the shooting sports, fell in love with hunting. So I promise, with sincere, genuine articulation, you can eliminate the liberal brainwashing of any age, a kid, a grown man, an old woman, with just a few moments of articulating why it's wrong, the evidence that is unlimited evidence to prove that liberal policies destroy everything, and the unlimited evidence that the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule, and a work ethic is the only path to quality of life. The truth will metastasize. The truth will spread the more we can get our side, conservatives, people in the asset column, people who work for a living, people who believe in the self-evident truth in our founding documents. They are with us. But the dumbing down of America didn't just hit leftists. It's hit the conservatives as well. And there's a lot of knee-jerk overreaction going on. And the minute Donald Trump even invites someone from the other side, a lot of our friends will go, why is he even dealing with those people? He should never talk to those people. Well, that's not how you get things done. And I know how he operates. There's a term, and I'll give it to you, and you can beep it whatever you want. But what drives the American dream and quality of life are shit kickers. People who bust their ass to be in the asset column, make sacrifices and take risks, entrepreneurs, welders and carpenters, and hardworking ranchers and farmers, and guitar players, and people that know they have to be productive. That's what makes America great every day, always has, always will. But a lot of our side will get angry the minute you even give a nod to the other side, and you have to give a nod to the other side, so it encourages them to speak up, to expose their dishonesty and their horrible agenda. President Trump is the ultimate shit kicker. He is a strategist. You can't build an empire like that if you don't meet with all concerns and get them comfortable and get them to believe that you are listening to their points of view, no matter how absurd it is, so it knocks down their guard. Now, I'm not going to get any more detail than that, but all I can tell you is that when Donald Trump meets with maniacs like Dianne Feinstein, who will not let her constituents carry a gun while she has a 38 in her purse, a king, a tyrant, does that. That's why we wrote down after we shot the British at Concord Bridge that we can say what we want to say, we can choose our religion, we're going to have a media that was supposed to monitor the government. We have the right to keep and bear arms, not just the king, the people. We the people have the right to keep and bear arms. If you try to take it away from us, we'll shoot you.
We're not slaves.
We're not slaves. We're not subject. We're free citizens. It was a brand new hallelujah experiment in self-government.
And so it worked, and everybody wants to come here, and now the left wants to blow it up.
Well, here's the perfect thing. So you say America first, and Democrats hate you. So who is first if not America, you dirtbag?
And they claim it's a Russian plot to make America great again.
About me since the 1960s because I'm a hunter and I'm a gun advocate. And more people are waking up and get wiser every day, and they're realizing what this fake news thing is all about. That's why Donald Trump is such an important guy, because he finally put the spotlight on the fake news cockroaches. And people are getting smarter all the time, and there's more and more support for truth, logic, and common sense. We celebrate it every damn day.
Follow Ted Nugent's lead. You can't just watch shows like this, you can't just watch interviews. You have to go out there into the world, bring new converts into the liberty movement, practice those traditions in your real life. This is the epic Ted Nugent interview. This is the Alex Jones Show. My name is Jake Lloyd. We'll be right back on the other side with more. Thank you for watching.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked, what is the top? What is the best? We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in. And I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000 plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
The Department of Homeland Security has acknowledged the discovery of a rogue network of cellular eavesdropping devices discovered throughout Washington, D.C. The devices can be mounted in vehicles, drones, helicopters, and airplanes, and are often used by spies and criminals to track and eavesdrop on private cellular devices. The agency did not say how many devices were detected or where they found them. American intelligence and law enforcement agencies routinely use similar eavesdropping equipment in the field. The Stingray units operate by tricking a cellular device into locking onto them instead of a legitimate cell tower. Stingray devices allow the user to gain highly specific information on the location of any particular phone down to a particular apartment complex or hotel room. More sophisticated versions can eavesdrop on calls by forcing phones to step down to the older, unencrypted 2G wireless channel. Some Stingray devices can even plant malware on a phone. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I am your fill-in host, Jake Lloyd. You're watching an inside look that Ted Nugent granted us, the InfoWars crew, into his life on his ranch. This is the Ted Nugent interview, Firestorm.
I think most of the dirtbags on the left hate me because I'm so damn happy. I mean, I come out here and I got all these bows and arrows. I literally come out here every day and I take a pink arrow with my name on it. And I come out here with Shemaine and we shoot our bows every day. We go to the range a lot. If you don't do it, you can learn something from Ted Nugent. It is the following. Get yourself a bow and arrow. And when you are looking at your target and you're preparing to draw your bow, it goes all the way back to the origins of Zen. And the mystical flight of the arrow right here tunes out everything liberal, everything democratic, and you become the path of your arrow of life. I just hit the booger I was aiming at. Look out, there's Alex in the hole. And it's real touchy trigger, real touchy.
I understand.
Get that top pin in that top peep and squeeze. Nicely done.
I'm usually dead on with a bow, but I'm actually sweating because Ted Nugent's watching.
It's like guitars, women, and guns, man. It's got to be fit for you.
All right, let's see. Okay.
And just.
Oh, yeah, this is better.
Zero that in there and just squeeze that some bitch. There you go. Double lungs, brother.
All right, good.
Backstrap that lens.
I've studied Columbine, Virginia Tech, San Bernardino, Sandy Hook. I've studied Aurora. I've studied the Pulse nightclub. I've studied all these mass slaughters. In every one of those instances, there were good Americans who would have been armed and capable of stopping the shooter, but law forbid them to be armed and prepared.
When I finally realized what was occurring, I thought, I got him. And I reached for my purse. He was maybe 12 feet away. You know, is it possible my gun could have jammed? Sure. Is it possible I could have missed? Sure. But I can tell you I've hit much smaller targets at much greater distances. But then I realized that a couple of months earlier I had made the stupidest decision of my life. I took my gun out of my purse and left it in my car. Because as you well know, in the state of Texas, it's sometimes a felony offense to carry a gun in your purse.
That in San Bernardino, in that building, there were Americans in California that would have carried a gun and could have responded to the shooter if they were allowed to by law. In the Pulse nightclub, in Sandy Hook, in Virginia Tech, in Columbine, there were people that would have been armed. They were unarmed and helpless because the law forced them to be unarmed and helpless.
As I mentioned, I'm not really mad at the guy that did this. And I'm certainly not mad at the guns that did this. They didn't walk in there by themselves and pull their own triggers. The guy that did it was a lunatic. That's like being mad at a rabid dog. I'm mad at my legislators for legislating me out of the right to protect myself and my family.
Now, myself, I've never been in a gun-free zone. Because as soon as I arrive, it fails to be one. But unarmed and helplessness is a self-inflicted curse and an intellectually dishonest, if not vacuous, choice to be a victim. So all we have to do is reverse the Great Society and the New Deal zombies of the liberal Democrat scourge and started in the 50s and 60s and teach people that unarmed and helpless is dangerous and asking for trouble.
You know, the problem today is, though, there are a lot of people, especially women. In my situation, I wasn't born and raised in a hunting family or surrounded by guns in my family. So had I not married you, I don't know how I would have thought.
And you wouldn't have been very happy.
I would not have been happy at all.
No venison.
Yes.
No sage.
But
happy.
I do have a lot of friends that I find myself educating them about gun ownership, and they're ignorant about what it really takes. And I mentioned to them, every time I've been around you and your teenage girls, I've been armed. And I'm not dangerous. So it's interesting that I think the problem now is that we have to educate people who really have no idea what to do. And they're scared. And they get misinformation. They hear about big, you know, ARs and assault weapons. And, you know, I could assault you with... I could, actually.
Yes,
you know.
Could. You have.
I could.
Yes. Well, bottom line is the dumbing down of America. We're witnessing the manifestation of a cultural abandonment where people literally are hyper fearful of a simple firearm. When I was growing up, everybody understood firearms as a standard tool. It's like a blowtorch or a steak knife or a jackhammer or a chainsaw.
And didn't you say you used to bring your...
Here's a great story. All right, yeah. This is going to be the greatest Alex Jones story in the history of your program. You want that, don't you?
Yes, we do.
You need this. So there I was. There I was in 1966 at St. Vitus High School outside of Chicago. It's an all-boys Catholic Academy, and I was in the Future Priest Club. Well, sure I was. It was just before I wrote Wang Dang, Sweet Poor Dang. So I'm in the Future Priest Club at the All Boys Catholic Academy, and we're going to the Future Priest Club weekend retreat. And we're going to learn about ki re or leison, and the blood is the wine, and the thing is
just,
the body. All this voodoo stuff, which is, I was fat, I was...
Stop.
Just not paying any attention. I had a rock and roll band, I had the Amboy Dukes, we were kicking more ass than the Stones. So I'm going to the Future Priest Club retreat, and I go, well, I know where that is, there's a lot of woods over there. So I took my dad's 1187, 12-gauge pump, it breaks down, it's an old World War II trench gun. And I put that 12-gauge in a box of six-shot in my little bag, and I went to the Future Priest Club retreat. When everybody else was going to the seminars, I put that sumbitch together, loaded that up with number six-shot, went out squirrel hunting every day. So here I am, an uppity individual, a rather spirited, almost, no, I take back the word almost, defiant young man. And I got a 12-gauge shotgun in a gun-free zone outside of Chicago shooting squirrels. Problems to society? Zero. All my buddies before opening day of gun season, for the deer season, all had their rifles and shotguns in their trucks, in some in school lockers. Problems in society? Zero. Access to firearms? 100% unlimited. School shootings? Zero. Now you have firearms more restricted, access to firearms more difficult today than ever in American history. And you have this because it's the dumbing down. It is the brainwashing failure to teach our children what the Trail of Tears was. No kids know what the Trail of Tears is. Do anybody know what the Trail of Tears is? It was our version of the Bataan Death March. And nobody knows what the Rape of Nanking was. So we don't believe that man could be so evil. Man can be so evil. You might want to check out the Auschwitz tapes. So meanwhile, if you're denied the information of such abject evil, you can pretend that peace and love is the answer. And that why can't we all just get along? That manifestation of cultural deprivation now steers the entire left agenda, and it manifests itself in people being afraid of a simple pistol, when in fact a simple pistol could save your family's life. The timing of every one of these shootings, if they were using a bird gun with buckshot, they could have killed more people per shot fired than with any AR-15, because nobody's resisting. 3.5-inch triple-aught buck literally is a cinder block wall destroyer. You can be behind a cinder block wall, and I can take 5 of these. The first 2 will take out the wall, the rest of them will cut you in half.
Wow.
These are what we use when we back up bear and lion hunters. These are 3.5-inch magnum double-aught bucks. And each round shoots over 30 pellets. So it's like every time I pull the trigger once with that round, it's 30 people shooting. 30 bullets come out of there. 30 rounds come out of this. So this is a standard AR-15 that Eugene Stoner invented in the 1950s. It's a semi-automatic sporting rifle. It is not a weapon of war. No society would be so irresponsible to send heroes of the military into war with a semi-automatic weapon. It is not an assault rifle, and it is not a weapon of war. It is a standard American family modern sporting rifle that shoots one bullet per trigger pull. One trigger pull, one bullet. It shoots a .22 caliber bullet, and it's available everywhere because it's such an effective, wonderful home defense, hunting, competition, family weekends. You know, families in America, millions of them every weekend, shoot their guns. Problems in society? Zero. Here goes a couple shots. So you can see it makes a little .22 caliber hole in the target. And then you would have to ask an honest person, so you would feel okay if your kids were killed with a goose gun, because you're afraid of an AR, because who can't get a goose gun or a pheasant gun or a duck gun?
I would not encourage the breach of the law in any way, but do you really, can you imagine somebody being sent to jail for stopping a mass shooting in a gun-free zone with their own personal weapon? I personally can't, but I'm not advocating you do that. My name is Jake Lloyd. We'll be right back on the other side with more Ted Nugent.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I gotta say, they're amazing. Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Interfusion, I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys, I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product.
by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Jake Lloyd, filling in for Alex Jones. We've been playing the awesome interview, Firestorm, the Ted Nugent interview that we had the privilege of filming just a couple weeks back. Please stay tuned for the rest of it in this next hour. We will be going to it. I wanted to take a couple minutes at the beginning of this hour to talk about China and the economy, because we're seeing, you know, if you look at Drudge right now, a bunch of the headlines are all talking about China and the trade war, the tariff war that we are experiencing right now under the leadership of President Trump, right all up there in the top left corner. China warns arrogant America. Trump threatens 100 billion more tariffs. Dow down 500. You see all of these different headlines. So does China really have all that much power? We have a lot more leverage than I think people are willing to admit. At least people on the left, neocons, you know, Ben Shapiro types who disagree with the idea of a trade war, libertarian types who don't think that the government should play any role in economics at all. But unfortunately, a libertarian nation has to play ball with the rest of the world's nations. So how much ammo does China have? Not as much as you'd think, and that relies upon, or excuse me, that is related to the role of the United States dollar in the global trades in the global trade system, because the dollar is not just used in the United States. The dollar is used internationally. And it's because the dollar is treated as the international reserve currency. The United States is essentially the bank of the world. So we can get more into China and America and our trade tariffs with each other, those different things. But the U.S. dollar is essentially the reserve currency for the world. Under the Bretton Woods program in the 1940s, America became the world's reserve currency under the gold standard, and that, you know, you could, other countries could exchange the dollar for U.S. gold. That went away with Nixon. However, in the 70s, the U.S. struck a deal with Saudi Arabia that all oil sales would be priced in the denominations of the U.S. dollar, which means, you know, because oil is basically the world's most in high demand commodity or resource. So everyone, because most people go through the Middle East, obviously Russia and a few other nations, the U.S. has massive oil reserves and oil in the ground still. So it's not everyone has to do this, but every nation in the world, virtually every nation, has to go through Saudi Arabia and the other OPEC nations in order to get oil, which means that if China, now China could go through Russia, they can go through other, but the effect is that every nation has to go through the U.S. dollar, which means they have to buy U.S. dollars, they have to buy bonds in the government. So look into that whenever you're thinking about China's ability to beat us in a trade war. They are more reliant on the dollar than you think. And if they went to go to a petro yuan, they'd have to totally restructure their economy. They'd have to stop flooding markets with their cheap Chinese goods. So we have more leverage than you think. Please have faith in what President Trump is doing. At least in this aspect, he is doing the right thing. Please stay tuned. April 12th, we will be having the Stop the Collapse of America 34-hour broadcast. It's going to be great. These are always very informative. They're fun to do, but they're incredibly important that we get the word out. Spread it to all your friends. Live coverage will start 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, Thursday, April 12th. It will start with the Real News with David Knight. Then it'll roll into the Alex Jones Show, War Room with Owen Stroyer and Roger Stone. Then from 6 p.m. until 8 a.m. the next day, we will be filling it in with broadcasters like myself, Rob Dew. Owen will probably make another appearance. Michael Zimmerman, bunch of different people. So please stay tuned. You can find it at Infowars.com/show. That is the best way to find the live streams. We will be continuing on the other side of this break with Firestorm, the epic Ted Nugent interview. But please stay tuned. Please go to the Infowars.com store, Infowarsstore.com, to support us. We greatly appreciate it. We will be right back on the other side with Ted Nugent and Alex Jones. My name is Jake Lloyd. This is the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. This is Jake Lloyd filling in for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show. We're going back right now for the rest of the hour to the Ted Nugent interview, Firestorm.
So you can see it makes a little 22 caliber hole in the target. And then you would have to ask an honest person, so you would feel okay if your kids were killed with a goose gun, because you're afraid of an AR, because who can't get a goose gun or a pheasant gun or a dove gun? This is a goose gun, this is a duck gun, this is a pheasant gun, and loaded with standard ammunition that's available everywhere.
The first fully automatic rifles go back to the deck guns because they were shooting out a bunch of grape. I mean, that's what this is. This is the original, this is the original assault rifle.
Well, again, my sheriff buddy showed me his pen the other day, that if he wanted to, it would be an assault pen, because I could assault you with it. So here's a standard sporting shotgun with double aught buck that you can buy at any hardware store and any gun store, and you should, all around the world. And by the way, this range right here is about what the shooters had to deal with, because no one resisted. No one was trained how to fight back or how to deal with a shooter. So a shooter with a goose gun could have done this. Fire in the hole, clear? It's really a walloper.
Man, that sucker kicks.
It's really a lot of power. And I know this is just paper, but it'll show you the terminal ballistics of your standard firearms in America, your standard sporting shotguns that we hunt rabbits and pheasants and quail and doves and turkeys. And it's more deadly than an AR-15. This is one trigger squeeze of a 12-gauge shotgun with buckshot. If you really want to crush the left and want to crush freedom haters, not only should you be a member of the National Rifle Association, but you should give away memberships to everybody you know at work and church and school, your family. The NRA should have 50 million members, because I know there's over 100 million gun owners in this country. And so far, 5 to 6 million NRA members are doing the heavy lifting for freedom.
That's right. The rest of America. The Giants only half awake, and we're starting to win. And we've just got to get the Giant fully awake and restore the Republic. If people want to go to North Korea or Venezuela and live in hell, they can go. But here we're going to go back to what made the country great.
when President Trump took the unprecedented, the most politically incorrect move I have ever seen from a politician, when he lifted the ban on trophies from Africa importation. What a hot button controversial issue, that talking about political correctness. So he reauthorized the importation of African trophies, because we all know that if you don't have trophy hunting dollars, there's no money for game wardens or radio telemetry or anti-poaching squads. So as soon as you ban a hunting area, the poachers take over because there's no money to stop the poachers. I mean, who doesn't know this stuff?
Well, so President, a lot of people don't know.
Well, but the point is, the president does know this. So he lifted the ban, and none of the hunting organizations came up and stood up with him. So they had to rescind it. He did a bold, brave move, then he had to rescind it because none of the people stood up for him. SCI, nothing. Ducks Unlimited, nothing. FNAWS, nothing. Rocky Mountain Elk, nothing. Wild Turkey, nothing. So we're starting our own organization called Hunters Nation. And Donald Trump Jr. is one of our directors alongside me. And a bunch of Chris Colback and some great people. In fact, I'm going to put you on it. But Hunter Nation is going to pick up the slack. When the president does something good, if the people behind him don't rally, I'd like to thank them for nothing. It's in our hands. It's not just up to our election.
Well, I'm glad you're excited about this.
We're supposed to hammer these people.
What you said, though, when there's not hunting and there's not conservation, like you said, then there's no regulations. Prince Bernhard, who founded the World Wildlife Fund, got caught making zones in Kenya and all these other areas, no hunting, so he could control the poachers, and he got caught running billion-dollar operations back in the 70s and 80s.
Tell me you know about President Richard Leakey and how he got caught selling the ivory from his protected elephants. This is real important. Hunting, fishing, and trapping is perfect nature. If you don't hunt, fish, and trap, the wildlife overruns its carrying capacity of habitat, and they wipe it out, and it's been documented. Google Tsavo, T-S-A-V-O, in Kenya, and watch what happens when you ban hunting. The wildlife overpopulates, and it becomes a moonscape within years, and not just do the elephants die, but everything is gone. And then you got Scott County Park in Illinois, you got Brown County Park in Indiana, where they did the same thing, you got the Gettysburg Park in Pennsylvania, where they did allow hunting, and there was nothing green. It was a moonscape, and the deer were tipping over with a 1,000% increase in highway deer accidents, and human death. So the point is, you have to balance the wildlife every natural season of harvest, Thanksgiving, to make room for next year's fawns and cubs and calves. If you don't know that, call 1-800-NUMBNUT, and Michael Moore will explain why you don't have to have personal hygiene. Hunting is perfect, and every time you compromise it, it comes from people who hate nature and hate wildlife.
And they're ignorant.
They're worse than ignorant. They know this. They just
overgrazing. When you don't have hunting, it causes them to eat down to the roots, and then it floods out.
Sure. I was celebrating my 28th anniversary of the Ted Nugent Camp for Kids. It's a nonprofit 501c3 all-volunteer charity to teach kids about nature and to be clean and sober and put their heart and soul into being the best that they can be. The immediate zen of aim small, miss small marksmanship and the mystical flight of the arrow, hunting, fishing, trapping, woodsmanship, planting trees, putting more back into nature than you take out. I mean, just beautiful, like Mother Teresa wishes she had a narrative that good. And I was celebrated on my Facebook, and of course, tens of millions, this is back when before the Facebook started cutting them off, we had like 36 million responses. And of the 36 million, like 35,991,000 were just wonderful, teaching kids about nature and clean and sober and working hard and playing hard and being the best that you can be and putting more back into nature than you take out. And then somebody comes on and goes, "You're an evil bastard. I hope your family dies of cancer for murdering defenseless animals." But you can't make this stuff up. I mean, that's beyond the cuckoo's nest. Rod Serling would have not taken that concept for Alfred Hitchcock would have rejected the concept of that show. So there are evil, subhuman mongrels out there. You've got to know that. The neighbors are saying hello with small arms fire. I usually return with a salvo myself. So I am not deterred. In fact, I'm more inspired now than I've ever been because I see that what I know to be truth, logic, and common sense is indeed universal in communities of spirit, heart, soul, and intellect and education and honesty, that truth, logic, and common sense is spreading beautifully. And that's why the left and the fakers hate me, and I couldn't be more proud.
Ted, a lot of historians, a lot of researchers say that you're almost like the first resurgence of 1776, going back to the late 60s and 70s, when you were doing things that are even called politically correct today, that you really kind of led the resurgence.
I figure whatever you're going to do, you might as well do it all the way, because if anything's worth getting into, it's worth giving all your attention to and focusing on that given endeavor to the point where you can apply your energies and your capabilities to making sure that you maximize the potential of any given endeavor. And I only do a few things in life, you know. I raise my children, I rock and roll, and I hunt and I fish, and I like to go off in the mountains and stuff, four-wheel driving.
And then people like Charlton Heston helped, but a lot of folks say you're patient zero, the left does, going back 45, 50 years ago, reigniting 1776 spirit.
I agree. I just wanted to play Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley music. I just wanted to practice my guitar and outdo the Ventures and Lonnie Mack and Duane Eddy. So I had bands in Detroit in the shadow of Motown. And when I was born in Detroit, everybody knows Detroit was the global epicenter of work ethic and productivity. Neighborliness, goodwill, a work ethic that was unprecedented maybe in the history of our species, except for maybe Glor in the year 6 when he finally got made fire. So I was in such a positive environment where America had proven to the globe that if you have freedom, you are more dedicated to good over evil, and that's how we defeated the Japs and the Nazis.
You heard it here, and folks, from Ted Nugent. Truth, logic, and common sense. Those are the only things you need in this world. Stay tuned. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jake Lloyd. Stay tuned for the rest of this interview. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your super male vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You were kind of there at the beginning of it turning around, and now they see those tsunami waves coming in, and they're in these isolated bubbles of insanity, and they think by getting more insane and bullying more, we'll submit, but there's no putting the genie back in the bottle, and trying to suppress us is only making people seek us out that much more. I don't have to be a historian to know that this is going to backfire them on big time. I don't know where leftism and globalism is going to be in 10 years as long as we stay course.
Well, it certainly backfired on them when they tried to take me to task for doing what I knew was the right thing, and meanwhile, then they would start condemning me because I wouldn't snort their cocaine and I wouldn't smoke their dope because I had to get close to a white-tailed deer. And I guess if you're comfortably numb, you'll end up buying chicken. So I wanted to be cocked, locked, and ready to rock.
And they're all dead by 70 and you look like you're 50.
Yes! So
they're all dead by 70 and you look like you're 50.
Well, I encountered what
you look like you're a good shape 50-year-old. I mean, look at this guy. 70?
70 years old.
Holy hell. I mean, that is just crazy. I
didn't invent the middle finger, but I perfected it a long time ago. So my point is that I finally realized that I've hit a brick wall of insanity, and I saw that it was a culture war and that they were against everything I believed in, and so it inspired me to continue to stand up because I knew they were wrong. I told John Belushi he was going to die after he laughed at me for not snorting his cocaine. I told Jimi Hendrix he was going to die after he laughed at me for not taking the pills. I laughed at Keith Moon. I said, "You're going to die," and he laughed at me for not getting drunk. Bob Scott laughed at me for not drinking his whiskey, and I told him, "You're going to die." And I could go on and on. John Edwards, I told all these guys that were going to die. And they laughed at me and thought I was unhip because I carried a gun and I murdered innocent animals. What the? It's like insanity. So
what they are is followers. They got controlled by the leftists and by these institutions that wanted to geld and emasculate America and the West. And so they all lined up so that they could be big stars. They all lined up and sold out. You didn't, and we're still successful. That is true Americana. That's maverick. And I mean, folks know you are one of the quintessential mavericks. It's just true.
Well, my dad was a drill sergeant in the U.S. Army cavalry in World War II, and he never stopped. He brought his riding crop that he trained horses with home. I guess the Cat O'Nine tails. I mean, he never hit us with it. But he let us know if we stepped out of line. I don't know if any of you remember the term, "You better mind your P's and Q's or I'll knock your block off."
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we need to, and it should be curriculum, K through 12. Key word, Alex, discipline. You make the right choice or you're going to get punished. You paint the fence, you paint it perfect, or you're going to paint it again. You earn your money delivering. You want to buy a guitar? Get a job. You want to buy an amp? Get another job. I worked my ass off since I was 7 or 8 years old, selling night crawlers and painting fences and raking leaves and cutting lawns and shoveling snow and washing windows. And I busted my ass. My dad said, you're going to play guitar? We're going to set the timer and you're going to practice 30 minutes, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I went, oh, what have I got myself into? But hallelujah, my dad disciplined us. My brother Jeff, CEO of numerous global pharmaceutical companies. My brother Johnny, the foreman of the Pepper Construction Company in Chicago, the biggest construction company in America. My sister Kathy, an embroidery goddess up in the woods of northern Michigan doing mail order and internet business. They worked their asses off. All seven of my kids worked their asses off. They're intellectual. They're athletic. They're fun. They're positive. They're loving and giving and really cocky.
They're alive.
And they're very much like...
And the left, and I don't say this mean, the left... When we go to all these rallies and things, they have, all of them look like they're dying zombies. And they're like, what the hell happened?
I got to talk on that point. I'm going to say something that's going to be the most controversial thing ever. I've studied all the shootings, and I've studied all my haters. I've studied Antifa, and I've studied the left. In every instance where there's runaway crime, you know what you got? Dope. You got people who are high smoking dope. And you know who doesn't know that they're so stupid from smoking dope? People who smoke dope. Because your sense of logic. And even some of my close friends, they get angry when I say that. But if you're smoking dope, you're in the liability column. Who do you want high? Your pilot? How about your babysitter? Want your babysitter high? How about your dentist? How about your mechanic? How about your landscaper? Who do you want high? I'll tell you who I want high. Nobody! I want people tuned in. I want people in the asset column. I want people paying attention. The left, all Antifa, all the Occupy Wall Street, they've lost their souls because they pursue comfortably numb stoner lifestyles. And they're in the liability column.
I agree.
I like people in the asset column. Well, if you want to be less than you can be, get high. If you want to be the best that you can be, stay straight. I've been clean and sober for 69.4 years. It works really good for me. I know a bunch of my friends who I wish I could jam with. Can't. Even the ones that are alive, can't. There's medical marijuana or anything that'll help someone with pain. I go through a lot of back pain and shoulder pain, and I got a lot of two new knees. But I try to meditate and take away the pain with Shemaine and my dogs, and I do pretty good with that. But I do on occasion have to take tramadol. So I know that there are some pharmaceuticals and some herbs and earthly products that can take away pain and suffering, and I'm all for that. But when you do it to fade away, why would you want to fade away?
Ted Nugent, we really know that you're back in the studio and you've given us so much time. I won't be able to go to the shooting demonstration, but this has been amazing. But I don't want to impose you too much. So let's get to what I really am begging for.
Sure. What you want is the soundtrack for freedom. That's my soundtrack.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Made me do it. It's got great licks.
lick after lick.
That's awesome.
It's so cool, I can't stand it.
Ted Nugent, you're awesome. Thanks for having me.
You bet, you bet. Glad to have you here, man.
Awesome.
Carry on. Keep raising hell. Remember, if you're not pissing off assholes, you're an asshole.
All right, you've been watching Firestorm, the Ted Nugent interview. Stay with us. My name is Jake Lloyd. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net. Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, everybody. My name is Jake Lloyd. If you've been with us for a while now, you just witnessed the interview that InfoWars conducted with Ted Nugent, Firestorm. He announced the debut of his new album to come out soon called The Music Made Me Do It. And Nugent is really an excellent example of living out your values, not just talking about them politically. But now we're going to a video of Alex Jones, and we'll be right back after that.
Adam, you're on the air from Florida. Go ahead.
You versus Cenk Uygur, pay-per-view. At first, a little debate, and then maybe like wrestling or bare knuckles. Do you think you could, how much to charity do you think that could bring in?
Well, again, I would love to bust that little demonic toad up if in a fair fight or whatever. I'm not saying I'm going to hurt him physically unless he wanted to get into the ring with me. But he's a total coward. They've had me on their show years ago. He can't debate me. None of them can debate me. The hag that's on the show ran up and said, get your effing fat bleep off the stage. She basically says arrest people that call people fat, but she can say it to me. They spit iced tea in my face. We walked by. They said, hey, Alex, come over here. And I said, well, we're going over to the interview first, but I'll come back later. Then I kind of got lost. Where am I? And he goes, no, they're over there. So they're during a break. I see him go to break. I jump, hey, how you doing? He's acting nice. He sees Roger Stone, blows up, freaks out. Then they took our videos down 10 minutes after it happened because it was the Google stage they were on, YouTube stage. As you can see right there on screen of your TV viewer, 2 million views, Young Turks flip out on Alex Jones. And so that's what happened. Everybody was jumping on everybody's stages, too. It wasn't like I was in their building on their facility. It was in a huge parking garage, air-conditioned. They closed up with hundreds and hundreds of just open-air booths. And like 10 feet from where I'm sitting, there's another booth. So everybody's everywhere, but they said he broke into our studio and came into our building and got on and misrepresented it. Because again, they're about preying on their audience. But see, it's all just open air. There's other booths just right over there if you're watching on TV. But then I showed the rape Bill Clinton shirt and they went crazy and said, okay, get out of here. And then Roger Stone was 20 feet away, not even on their stage. They said, Roger Stone's trying to take over. Roger Stone's trying to take over. Get him out of here. Roger's like, F you. I'm not coming on your show. So that's what happened. Of course it would get big ratings, but I would destroy him. Just like you go to a leftist march, none of them can talk. None of them are allowed to talk. They have talking points. They can't have real debates. He named his show after the Armenian Genocide Group. Go ahead, Adam.
They're total hypocrite morons, and you really showed it when they tried to fat shame you. And every time Cenk hears your name, the first thing he does is, oh, the lizard people, men on Mars, and things that you never said. It's his only, he tries to just, you know, kind of, almost like Hillary does when you call her out on something real, she just starts to laugh like it's a joke. But he, like, changes the subject to something you've never done to try to discredit you.
It would have huge ratings, and I would love, I'm not in that good of shape or whatever, he doesn't look like he's in the best shape, but you know, I've lost a lot of weight from what I used to be. I would love to do 3 rounds MMA with him, however he wants it, and we can wear gloves. And I would donate $200,000 to charity of his choice if he'd do it. The event would raise $100 million probably on pay-per-view, but he doesn't want $100 million. He wants to work for Soros. He wants to work for the globalists. But, yes, I challenge – how do you say his name? I can never say it right.
I don't even know. I just know the Uygur, the ogre, last part. Ogre.
He's just known as Cenk the Ogre. And then the other one's called Harpy, red-lipped Harpy. And so I challenge them – to a pay-per-view event, first a 2-hour debate, and then a 3-round. If he wants to go bare knuckles, we could, you know, go to some state where it's legal, too. I'd really actually like to do that better. Who knows? He might be a good boxer. He might beat me if the gloves are out. He's not going to win if there's no gloves, man. I'd love to do it. Believe me. So we'll see. We'll see if the Turk can take on the Texan. That's a great idea, Adam. We love you. Headline of a Jones threatens to beat the wonderful Young Turk up. No, I said I'd get in the ring with him, is what I said. If you want to know the spirit that dominates the UK, Europe, and the United States, Australia, New Zealand, Canada to a great extent, it's a spirit of conformity, a spirit of cowardice, a spirit of being bullied by the political correct gods. So when we talk about real Dr. Evil here, ladies and gentlemen, that's him. Hillary is his minion. and what he does and his family and his son, the documents came out where they're funding Antifa to engage in violent riots. Criminal activity, how they work with blue state police, blue city police, blue state areas to then let them attack and burn and corral crowds into them so they can attack them. Those documents came out, what, 3 months ago? No news coverage of it. Just like 5 years ago, we broke the Stingray documents nationwide from D.C. to Washington State and exactly how they work. But AP, they're saying, is might get a Pulitzer Prize for their report about it 2 days ago. So let's go ahead now and play the clip that Soros doesn't want you to hear. He thought he would just somehow sell us on this idea. And then you've got the young turds and you've got Anderson Cooper following behind him like he's a dog going to the bathroom on the sidewalk, trying to pick it up for him. Here it is.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes, yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right. Yes.
Was it difficult?
Not at all. Not at all. Maybe as a child you don't see the connection, but it created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt.
No. It was actually probably the happiest year of my life, that year of German occupation. For me, it was a very positive experience. It's a strange thing, you know, because you see incredible suffering around you, and in fact, you are in considerable danger yourself. But you're 14 years old, and you don't believe that it can actually touch you. You have a belief in yourself, your belief in your father. It's a very happy-making, exhilarating experience.
George Soros is one of those people that actually helps, you know, back these individuals. Who is he? I think he's from Hungary. I think he was Jewish, and I think he turned in his own people to the Nazis.
Do you think George Soros funded the neo-Nazis who marched in Charlottesville?
Wouldn't it be interesting to find out?
These conspiracy theories were first spread by radio talk show host Alex Jones. The idea also that the way the congressman is saying is like, well, we're learning this, or, you know, we're finding this out, as if it's sort of the full weight of his office or the U.S. Congress, when in fact it seems like he's just getting stuff from Alex Jones.
That seems to be where the news is coming from. Alex Jones claims to have sources all throughout the government, but George Soros did not fund these people. What he's saying is not true.
He's deeply anti-Semitic. Now, why do I say that? For a number of reasons, he has attacked George Soros over and over again with references to his background. He attacked Michael Wolff, who wrote the book about Donald Trump. They both happen to be Jewish. You'll see it in a second as well, says that Soros worked with the Nazis. It's just like, dude, say someone who, I don't even know that Soros survived the Holocaust. Like, Alex Jones, the worst guy on earth. He called George Soros a Nazi collaborator. Of course that's not true. Of course he's not. And Soros was a kid at the time. The guy survives the Holocaust. And this clown, and I'm trying not to use worse words against him, but he has more than earned it, then turns around and calls a Holocaust survivor and Nazi collaborator.
And you're named, your organization, off the Young Turks, who were the brown shirts that carried out the extermination of 1.5 million Christians, and your program is anti-Christian. We get it. That's what the globalists are all about, hating flyover country. They hate me because I'm Americana. They hate you because you're Americana. That's it. They hate us. Accept it. Know it. He wrote a book. His dad wrote a book. They helped round up for years over 1,000 Jews and steal their money with the Nazis. It's well known the Nazis would recruit Jews that would work with them to help round people up. That's a fact. Poland talked about that, and Netanyahu flipped out on them. I'm not against Netanyahu, but Netanyahu, get your history straight. Poland is right. There were a lot of people like Soros that helped round up other Jews. They're called Judas goats.
Those two recorded reports of Alex Jones. We will be right back on the other side with more Alex Jones Show. I am filling in. My name is Jake Lloyd, your host for the rest of the hour.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Get ready for Alex Jones to invade the swamp. Jones is set to give a speech at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. on April 10th, during which he'll make a statement on the raft of anti-free speech lawsuits targeting his First Amendment rights. Numerous lawsuits have been launched on the premise of attracting media attention and defaming Alex Jones and InfoWars' reputation. Jones will address the left's new tactic of trying to bury InfoWars under a deluge of lawsuits, several of which do not rest on any sound legal basis. While the mainstream media and many on the left routinely celebrate these lawsuits when they're first filed, those same people are noticeably silent when the lawsuits collapse. These lawsuits are yet another attempt to shut down free speech, and they are doomed to fail. Alex Jones will go live at 9 a.m. Eastern from the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. You can find live streams of the press conference at InfoWars.com. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup. And we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and real red pill today.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride Toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Jake Lloyd, your host, filling in for Alex Jones. He's out today. In the previous segment, you saw two reports from him talking about the Young Turks and their allegations of anti-Semitism just for criticizing a couple people who happen to be Jewish. It's very telling that while Alex has not said anything about their being Jewish, it's weird how a racist group like the Young Turks would be the ones to point out the fact that they're Jewish. That's very telling. Now, we're about to go to a report again here in a few minutes talking about immigration and other such issues. I don't know if this is credible, so I can't speak to the validity of this, but on Twitter, it looks like the migrant caravan has not been completely disbanded by Mexico. It says that they've just received in Puebla, Mexico, received heartily by news crews. First aid trucks, food, water, state reps for the Commission of Human Rights. So we don't know if that's true. Mexico said that they're going to disband the caravan. We don't know if they actually will or not. They don't seem to care. It's interesting how Mexico is totally complicit in the invasion of America by Mexican nationals. So now we are going to another clip from Alex Jones talking about immigration.
Well, the videos are up on Infowars.com, both of them. A Republican senator has come out and said that Trump is nuts. We're going to get to that in a moment. Also, Bill O'Reilly has now written an article and shot a video and exposed the fact that David Hogg is funded by known Soros groups, something we broke 2 days after the shooting on February 16th. It happened on February 14th. I'm going to get to that in a moment. And Hogg has flipped out now and basically demanded that he be deplatformed, like Laura Ingraham needs to be deplatformed. The problem is, Hogg, he's already been deplatformed. And some will say, well, he might have sexually harassed women or whatever. Fine, I'm not defending Bill O'Reilly. I don't like him personally, but I like some of his politics and his information. He's not a Nazi collaborator like George Soros is the point. And George Soros is the main funder of the Women's March. The day after the shooting on February 15th, it was in the news that the Women's March had decided to help with their funding and organization, with planes, with buses, with money, with Democrat coordinators. And it was the same production we saw a year ago, the day after the inauguration, that we saw at the March for the Destruction of the Second Amendment, or the March for Our Lives, as it's called. So that's the reality of what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. And I just went for a little hike here, about to go back in the house and get ready for the show today with Paul Watson, myself, Ted Nugent's, going to be on it so much more today. And again, that's 11 to 3 p.m. Central, Infowars.com/show. But getting back to the fact that you've got this Republican senator and others coming out saying the president's nuts for what he's doing with China. China has a $900 billion trade deficit with us, $500 billion in cash, $300 billion very, 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 very conservatively in tariffs and trade and other issues, another $100 billion in other security issues. Let's just say it's $600, $700 billion. $900 billion is at the tops. Trump comes out with a $50 billion tariff on them, and then they put even more tariffs on us. They have internal tariffs on our goods. They are screwing us over. They've been screwing us over. This is globalism. We lost the trade war a long time ago because our government surrendered. It capitulated, like Vice President Pence has said. That's the truth. And now you've got all these globalists that wanted to teach America a lesson. Bring flyover country to heel. Deindustrialize the country to politically control us. And that's what they've done. They wanted us to be top-heavy, only military. That's globalism. And then let China be military and industrial and end up being the Chinese century, as the CFR and other traders say. So Trump would be nuts for not standing up for this country and not doing all the basic things he's done, like pulling us out of the TPP, the transfer all our power to these unelected groups. Remember when liberals used to be against things like the TPP and NAFTA and GATT and the IMF and the World Bank and the World Trade Organization that transferred power overseas? But the peace movement got smashed in 99. When Bill Clinton used the military and others in Seattle to stage riots to then blame the peaceful protesters. I made a film called Police State 2 The Takeover. Go watch it. See how the Antifa, that's what it was called then, was brought in, trained in Oregon, brought in, the Delta Force ran them and had them break out windows to then demonize and blame the 100,000 peaceful protesters who were then attacked. I had Esquire interviewing me a few years ago, a famous guy, famous biographer, famous author, Richardson. And his father, of course, was a CIA section chief, famously in Vietnam. He didn't believe me about the Delta Force. He'd never heard about it until he went and looked up the Seattle Post intelligence and everything and saw the videos I shot. I know this stuff sounds freaking crazy, okay? It's the truth. Now, I knew about it from people in the Army at the time. So I've got my sources. The globalists can't stand it. By the way, CNN just attacked Trump last night and said, he's crazy, just like the senator said. He gets his news from Alex Jones. Only Alex Jones is saying that women making the trek up via coyotes, smugglers into the U.S. out of Mexico, get raped. That is the UN and the State Department's own numbers. The Huffington Post and AP broke that 3 years ago. So Trump talks about how 80% of the women get raped. Because like he said, women are getting raped in Sweden. And they go, you're crazy. Nobody's raping women. So when Muslims are doing it or Hispanic coyotes are doing it to women smugglers, it doesn't exist. But then all males in America are rapists, according to feminists. So it's just the way the left defends all these corrupt things that are happening. And it's just sick. Now, getting back to David Hogg, it is a fact that weeks after I broke all this, just look at the names of the groups and who funded them and then who was funding Hogg, They took those four students. They weren't crisis actors. They were picked because they were anti-gun to be the little PR stars. They were picked out of the drama department because their parents were anti-gun and they were good to go and had the message and were had feet on the ground. And that's what the globalists did. That's what unfolded. That's the reality. So I'm right about Soros funding the march to destroy the Second Amendment. I'm right that they want to repeal the Second Amendment. They now admit it. Trump is right about all that. Trump is right about what's happening with these people and how the massive rapes and murders and abuse that happened to people coming up through Mexico and Latin America into the U.S., not by Don Johnson shooting pregnant Hispanic ladies like the fiction movie, that came out a few years ago, where, you know, all the white people are racist and all this stuff. No. What was the name of that stupid movie? Machete. The reality is hundreds of thousands of Mexicans are dead the last decade we know of. They estimate there's hundreds of thousands buried in the desert in Mexico of people that didn't have enough money to come across or didn't have money from the shakedown who got raped or killed. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reality, and CNN's job is destroying reality. CNN's job is taking admitted fact and then saying it's insane and then saying, look, Jones claims Soros is a Nazi collaborator. This came from Jones. No, it came out of Soros' mouth in 60 Minutes. Or Jones says that they're are, massive amounts of people being killed and raped coming out of Mexico by the Mexican drug gangs and the smugglers. Total admitted fact. University studies, you name it. Fed the professors on. We have trailblazers exposing this for over two decades, but this is now mainstream news. And then again, the fact that China has one-sided deals screwing us over with globalist traders in our country that get paid off to do it. They move our companies over there, they nationalize them, and then the U.S. companies are tax-exempt for these globalists to live like kings while they lecture us to raise taxes on Americans and pose as liberals. Amazon, Google, Facebook, all you people, your reign of terror over America is over. The surrender is over, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Paul Watson is hosting part of the broadcast today. Ted Nugent, so much more. Remember, you're part of the rebellion. When you spread these links, these videos, these articles, you override their bots. You override their AI. You override their censorship. When you talk to people in person and tell them about Infowars.com, you change the world. So again, ladies and gentlemen, back to the live transmission. David Knight on in the morning doing a great job. 8 to 11, 6. We're up to 10 hours live a day. Adding more. Want to be 20 hours a day by the end of 2018. So I got to get cooking. I appreciate you all. Pat Riley, want to make any comments about all this garbage?
Keep America free and great again.
And what do you make of them calling him crazy, saying Mexican women get raped coming up through Mexico when it's all over the news? Or saying he's crazy that people are getting their heads chopped off? Or him saying it's crazy that China has one-sided trade deals with us? Or, saying that he's crazy that Muslims are raping people in Sweden? Or saying that I'm crazy that George Soros is a Nazi collaborator?
The truth's crazy, you know? The truth's crazy. Sometimes crazy happens, and it's crazy.
Gotta bleep that. Gotta bleep that on the show. No, but that's a good quote. The truth is crazy.
The truth is crazy. I mean, we're standing on grass. It's green. Somebody's going to say it's not green and we're not standing on grass. We're not on the green screen.
CNN, that is not green grass. That is not a tree. That is not clouds. This is not planet Earth.
And when I'm not a real human and I don't pay real taxes.
But they just gaslight their audience. How do people tune into that and go, God, Trump's crazy. He claims Mexico's abusing people.
I think people need to open their eyes and, you know, listen to what's being said and presented and take account for other people's actions.
Incredible, ladies and gentlemen. Well, that's it for this live transmission. Again, more at Infowars.com. They're trying to take us down because they know we're the tip of the spear. I salute you all. Sunday show coming up this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. as well. And then I'll be hosting the show from D.C. with Owen Schroyer back at the Central Texas Command Center Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Got the big press conference coming up at the National Press Club on Tuesday. There's already folks trying to shut that down and already trying to have the National Press Club not let us be there. But the press club said, you know, just don't use our logo, which everybody else does, and the contract doesn't say it. And we're going to maybe let you still have speech, see? Because America's so free, you can't let Alex Jones be at the National Press Club and respond to all these fake lawsuits. And the countersuits we are preparing. And my lawyers will be there, so you'll want to be there Tuesday. Everybody should call C-SPAN. Tell them to come cover it. This is real news. Find out why we're the most feared news organization in the world by tyrants. Find out today. Defend the Republic. Awaken humanity. We will win. God bless you all, ladies and gentlemen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex, My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Headline, CNN, Republican senators call Trump nuts on China. Yeah, they got a $900 billion deficit with us. If you argue, maybe $700 billion is the lowest end. He does a $50 billion trade thing on them, and they flip out because we were at 40 corporate tax. They were at 15. We went to 15 to match it. That's a tariff when they had a much lower corporate tax. These people based there. They went to zero. The communists have the corporate bosses pay zero. Now you know why Bezos and all the rest of them are Chinaphiles. You know why they're basing themselves there. You know why Warren Buffett and all these people, because they pay zero, 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 zero. They're offshore people. And the left's like, screw you. We're not going to cut taxes on the middle class. You'll never bring America back. And Lloyd Blank fine at Goldman Sachs. You'll never bring the country back in the infrastructure, tweeting at Trump. You people, they had to hire people that hated America. Because the globalists are conquering the country. And you can't hire more moral people to undermine a nation, sell it out economically, culturally. You've got to hire scum and dumbasses and fools that have an existential envy of strength and honor and will and productivity and what is the chivalrous archetype of the West. And so you have to pull down that Arthurian or that Roland archetype, the French ethos, the Iliad, the Greek ethos. You have to pull down that ethos because it threatens you. The ethos of 300 and Sparta. You have to pull it down. You have to celebrate weakness, celebrate the soy boys, celebrate the beta, so that when people who are slaves that have been made beta chemically and culturally by mama that wouldn't let them ride their bike outside because they lived in a high-rise building, they've got to take these little cloistered, brain-damaged people and put them into assault. Those of us that don't want to die, those of us that still want to have children, those of us that still enjoy life, those of us that don't see someone else's success as a bad thing. So you have your simulated victories as I'm sued and attacked and lied about. We're only getting bigger and stronger. This is what I came to do, is fight you people. I came to show people that there aren't just cowards in this world. And I came to try to get other people to take action. And they're listening. And they're getting involved. And we're winning. So our era of surrender is over. I am not surrendering to any of this. Our powerful listeners who are activists of every race, color, and creed, I salute you. We're not giving up. And we understand the score. And we understand that it's the globalist and the Antifa and Soros funding them that have been caught staging riots. We have the documents on the site all over the country. They wanted to create martial law in 2015 for Obama. All that came out. David Hogg writes about how he wants to see billions die. It's the religion of the globalist. It's an anti-human death cult.
and those that are in it think they're part of the winning team, you're the losers. And I'm not just telling you, you're a loser. They use their bots and social media to bot spam libertarians, conservatives, Christians, and make us all feel alone. We know it's fake. We know it's controlled. We know 95% of it's bots. We understand we're just there reaching out, transmitting to the few humans on Facebook and Twitter that we can still reach out to and let them know we're not giving in to the bullying. We understand we're building alternative networks and systems. We're taking the country back. We're turning the life support of the economy back on. We're turning the free speech back on. We're battling for the right to self-defense. We're battling the attempt to repeal the Second Amendment. We're battling the federalization and the globalization of the World Council of Churches, of the takeover of our churches. We are identifying the enemy cancer, and we are standing against it. We are the front line of the resistance. We're real, and we can feel the energy level rising as the enemy is in its death throes right now. We're not offering some utopia, but this big wave of the globalists is failing, and their whole Battle of the Bulge counteroffensive, led by their Zeb Dietrichs of the modern age, their Michael Moores and the rest of them, are going to come right in and face us, and we are going to defeat them, and then the full collapse is on, and already your funding's being cut off, the Saudi funding, the Chinese funding, it's all being cut off, and more of it's going to be cut off, because this is World War IV. It's economic, it's cultural, it's informational, and we are the info war. We were dug in 23 years ago. We have the intel. We have the information. We're dug in, and we're on the offense at the same time, and our information's spreading, and governments and intelligence agencies across the world are listening because they know the data they're getting is absolutely historical and on point, and victory is in our sails. I salute you all. Now come on in for the big win.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked, what is the top? What is the best? We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors, put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in, and I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000 plus 5-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
And welcome to this edition of Alex, or the Infowars.com, Infowars, Alex Jones. Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones. I'll get it right. Just hang right there. I'll get it right. Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones. HagmanReport.com. That's my home base, of course. And I got a lot of information to talk about. Wasn't that film, with Ted Nugent? Did you watch that? If not, go back and watch that. To me, that was so refreshing to see a real American and real Americans talking about the way America needs to be, bringing back America to its roots. And, I love Ted Nugent. I love his, everything he stands for, and the fact that he's speaking out, the fact that this documentary was made, that this film was made, the fact that we've got the freedom at this point to do exactly that. This says a lot, and it says a lot about InfoWars, InfoWars.com, InfoWars, Alex Jones. It says a lot about where we are headed, but also about the fight that we're in. Because if it was up to the gatekeepers of information, that would never see the light of day. Ted Nugent would not be allowed to show his guns. Of course, that's already been decided on YouTube. You can't do that. You can't show guns. It's already been decided by the people who are the unelected arbiters of the media, or at least what you are allowed to see and what you're not allowed to see. I started my show this morning, early this morning, the Doug Hagman Radio Show, and I had was thinking about the entire week and thinking about Alex and thinking about his battle with lawsuits and our battle, yours and mine, with fake news and being accused of being purveyors of fake news and being accused of everything from being racist to working with the Mossad to working with the Russians to, just take your pick. We're to the progressive liberal fascists, we are nothing but the devil incarnate as opposed to, the truth tellers and the truth seekers. So I got to be thinking about that, and I searched the origin of the phrase fake news, because if you stop and think about it, when all of a sudden did we hear this phrase fake news? When did this come to pass? When did it become, when was this suddenly inserted into our lexicon, fake news? Did you think about that? A lot of times people don't. I didn't. I haven't been thinking about it. And then I did some searching, and I found that Cheryl Atkinson, the CBS News reporter, CBS News reporter, who was really treated criminally by members of the intelligence community, former reporter and truth teller. And I found a timeline that she had done. And follow me. Come with me on this journey. Okay. Talking about fake news. According to the timeline that Cheryl Atkinson had done, the very first use of the phrase fake news in its current iteration by the leftist media took place on September 13th of 2016, not 2017, not 2018, not 2010, just 2 years ago, less than 2 years ago. The nonprofit First Draft, funded by Google, whose parent company is run by major Hillary Clinton supporters and donor Eric Schmidt, announces an initiative to tackle fake news. This is on September 13th, 2 years ago, 2016. That appears to be the first use of the phrase in its modern context. All right. Now, so again, woke up doing my show. Where did fake news come from? Where did this whole thing come from? FirstDraftNews.org. Well, who's FirstDraftNews.org, and why are they stepping up to make sure that you and I, the idiots out there, apparently we can't decide what's fake and what's not, and we have to be told really what's fake and what's not? Because again, we're not smart enough on our own, so we've got to be educated. We cannot, goodness knows that we cannot, they cannot allow us to look at a Facebook posting or a Twitter posting and ask if it's genuine or authentic. God forbid that we would actually think for ourselves. So enter firstdraftnews.org. They step in and they say, hey, we'll take care of you. Don't worry about it, Sonny. Don't worry about it, little girl. We're going to take care of you. If that sounds insulting, it was meant to be. It was meant to sound insulting. So I got to looking at First Draft News, and I'm thinking, all right, let's drill down a little bit. Where's First Draft News? Where's this come from? Well, it appears to be, and I was able to verify this, an offshoot of the Shorenstein Institute. And I'm looking at that and looking at that. All right, now hang on a second. Now I'm grabbing some notes here. So I found that the Shorenstein Center on Media Politics and Public Policy at Harvard University, their John F. Kennedy School of Government, is the parent of this organization, firstdraftnews.org, which, again, when you dig deeper there and you go to that link, the Shorenstein Center.org, and you go to that link and you click on this maze of about us and who we are and all this, and we find out that it's funded, of course, by the usual suspects. Funded by the progressive left, funded by the Ford Foundation, funded by all of the usual suspects who want to protect you, and us, all of us, because we can't think for ourselves, from fake news. All right. And why did I bring this up now? Well, what do we see taking place right now? We all of a sudden, censorship. But it's not all of a sudden. They had this planned. They had this planned for a long time. This is a multifaceted war. We're seeing the censorship, the taking away of our First Amendment rights. We see that taking place right now. But it's not just the First Amendment. There was a great town hall piece. In fact, it was just up on the screen by Kurt Schlichter. And I don't know the author of this piece, but he's dead right on this one, dead correct on this one. Folks, this is not just about taking the First or Second Amendment. This is about taking the Second Amendment and the First Amendment. In fact, the title of that article is They Take the Second Amendment First and the First Amendment Second. We've talked a lot, of course, about this liberal assault, this fascist assault on our right as American citizens to keep and bear arms, to protect against the rise of the potential rise of the tyrannical government. And people say, well, do you think that could really happen today? Well, I don't know. Look at history. Look at the democracies, and I use that term intentionally, as opposed to our constitutional republic. Look at the countries who were subjugated under the jackbooted thuggery of socialism and communism over the last, well, just during the 20th century. 262 million people were exterminated under the jackbooted thuggery of socialism and communism. You've got Stalin, and you know all of this. So what is happening here? They're using that template, they meaning the progressive left, the liberal fascists, the people like the Feinsteins and like the Bloombergs out there, like the mayor of New York and governor of New York, anyone who speaks against gun ownership. And the code language here, oh, we need sensible gun ownership. We need sensible gun laws. That's what they say. That's not what they're doing. You heard it before. You heard it last week and the week before, the March for Our Lives. You know, they give us an inch, we're going to take a mile. They're exploiting all of these incidents. And you know, Ben Shapiro, just to kind of veer off a little bit, Ben Shapiro, I heard an interview between him and Piers Morgan, and this was a brilliant interview, because coming out of the gate, Ben Shapiro told Piers Morgan, accused him of standing on the graves of the children in Sandy Hook. And that destabilized Piers Morgan for the entirety of the interview. Folks, we need to take command. We need to take back control of the debate. Learn from interviews like that to, we need to frame the debate, because we are under attack. They're not just coming for this, our guns, they're coming for us. I've talked about this many, many times, Steve Quayle, on this episode, or this platform as well. Folks, are going to be right back. Stay right where you're at. Doug Hagman on the other side.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The Department of Homeland Security has acknowledged the discovery of a rogue network of cellular eavesdropping devices discovered throughout Washington, D.C. The devices can be mounted in vehicles, drones, helicopters, and airplanes, and are often used by spies and criminals to track and eavesdrop on private cellular devices. The agency did not say how many devices were detected or where they found them. American intelligence and law enforcement agencies routinely use similar eavesdropping equipment in the field. The Stingray units operate by tricking a cellular device into locking onto them instead of a legitimate cell tower. Stingray devices allow the user to gain highly specific information on the location of any particular phone down to a particular apartment complex or hotel room. More sophisticated versions can eavesdrop on calls by forcing phones to step down to the older, unencrypted 2G wireless channel. Some Stingray devices can even plant malware on a phone. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones, InfoWars, InfoWars.com. That's where you need to go for all of your current news information. My home base, by the way, is HagmanReport.com. I'm sitting here in freezing northwest Pennsylvania. Of course, but you know, it's, hey, I got in my office at 4:30 this morning, saw snow on the ground. And what is this day? I mean, it's April, it's spring. Come on now. Had an interesting discussion with Dan Wigington about the weather yesterday, last night on our flagship show, the Hagman Report. But that aside, the last segment I was talking about really the origin of fake news, where this came from. It just got my attention, and following it backwards, I can see where the progressive left, the fascist, and the progressive left, when I say that, it just kind of, I have this thing in my mind where, what's progressive about this? It's regressive. But the left, the liberal fascist, my terms, by the way, the do-gooders who believe that you are not smart enough to decide what's correct and what's not, they've got to tell you. And by the way, see, here's the thing, and here's why this is important. If the leftists, the general, the usual suspects, the Democratic Party that is really turned into the Socialist / Communist Party, which has turned into the Fascist Party. Have you seen the evolution of what's going on, taking us to today? Have you noticed this? And this is why, for example, Alex Jones is going to be speaking at the National Press Club on Tuesday, April 10th. This is this is part of it. It's not exactly why. This is all part of it. The progressive or the liberal fascists, what they want you to believe is you're not intelligent enough to determine what's fake news and what's real news. So they're going to help you along. But here's the key. If you don't follow their advice, if you don't accept them as the sole arbiters of the truth, they will pull the plug. In other words, what we're seeing today, because the pushback against fake news, Donald Trump's grabbing of that phrase and using it, turning it back onto the progressive or the liberal fascist. What they have done is they've kind of, what Donald Trump has done, President Donald Trump has done is kind of put them on the run. And now the only, really at this point, the only way that they can respond is to censor the content, the ideology, the, excuse me, the morals, the pro-Second Amendment, pro-life, pro-free speech. So the only thing they can do is pull the plug. That's it. And that's what we're seeing today. So this was not a sudden move by YouTube. This wasn't a sudden move by Facebook. This wasn't an organic, spontaneous operation. This was heavily planned out, and this really started under Obama. And why? Well, was it just merely to stifle up the opposition? Yes, but it was also to cover criminality. So for just to be clear now, and again, the townhall.com, a columnist by the name of Kurt Schlichter, this past week wrote an excellent column. They take the Second Amendment first and the First Amendment second. It was up on the screen before. They don't want you to speak freely. They don't want you to have access to a free press. They don't want you to practice your religion as you see fit. All of this in the crosshairs of these Looney Tune liberal fascists. And in the view of the elite, of course, you're helpless. You need them. And if you don't feel that you need them, they're going to force compliance, force you into compliance. So that's that. Now, this is an important part that, or important issue that I want to get into, and some news that came here this week. In fact, just last night, there was some information about McCabe and about the ongoing coup that's taking place in this country. But before I get to that, let me just ask you folks to support this operation, fund this operation, fund InfoWars, go to InfoWarsStore.com. They've got a marvelous selection of products, things that if you take the products that they offer, if you use them, and I mean use them, you're going to feel better than you've ever felt in your life. And they've got a number of weekly deals, a number of monthly deals. I'll tell you what, Cellforce right now, 50% off. It's a cellular energy production promoting free radicals, scavenging cellular. The benefits of this would take me, I'd be here all day talking about the benefits of the Cellforce. Right now, apparently 50% off. Retail price $149.99. Introductory sale price 50% off $74.95. There it is, right there. You save $75 over, just a tad over 50%. And of course, Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill, Mind and Body Challenge Pack, 50% off in store for a limited time. So put your, how can you help? You might say, well, I can't do anything. I'm not behind a microphone. I don't have any internet presence. You can help by funding the, help fund the operation. Go to InfoWarsStore.com because it's so important if you want the information to keep coming. And I'm a big believer in that. In the remaining couple of minutes I have, I want to talk directly about McCabe, what happened here recently. You remember, and this is my introduction to the next segment. You remember McCabe. He had a GoFundMe page. Did you know that GoFundMe page, and this is kind of one of those little details that you're not going to hear anywhere else, it was sponsored by a PR firm in D.C. that just happens to be founded by McCabe's lawyer. This, based on my information, as best I can come up with, Michael Bromwich. Now, Bromwich did work in the Obama regime. It used to be against the canons of ethics to do things like this, did it not? Lawyers out there? Well, a lawyer forming a firm from which you raise funds on behalf of a client so you can pay yourself on behalf of your client. This appears to be, at least in my assessment, this appears to be what is taking place with the McCabe GoFundMe page. I'm just, again, this is what appears to me when I follow the breadcrumbs and look at this and look at the investigative links and the follow my nose and the investigative trail. McCabe's GoFundMe page was sponsored by a PR firm in D.C. Again, that just happened to be founded by McCabe's lawyer. Where's the ethics in this? K Street PR firm right there on the screen. Where is this not unethical? That's my question. Or is this not against the canons of ethics to do things like this? So we, yesterday, actually, And this leading into the next segment, which you've got to stick with me on this because this is going to be some mind-blowing information. We just heard this week, Fox News just reported last night that the McCabe firing, based on new documentation, this is not old stuff. This is confirming, but it's also new, that McCabe's firing was the consequence of three violations. Now, their language is lack of candor under oath, lack of candor, not under oath, and then the improper disclosure of non-public information, meaning confidential information, to the media about the investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Let me tell you something about this. It's lying under oath. It's lying not under oath, and it's leaking. So you can cut the fancy words here. Let's talk plain speak. When you learn what I'm about to tell you next about McCabe, about McCabe's wife, this letter, the information, this letter from the Devin Nunes, the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, is going to make your socks roll up and down. So stay right where you're at. You're listening to this edition of InfoWars, InfoWars.com. The battle rages. We'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
InfoWars, fighting the battle, fighting being the tip of the spear of the resistance. And boy, does it feel good to be at the tip of that spear, leading the resistance. Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones, who's away, going to be speaking at the National Press Club April 10th in the Zanger Room. This about the tactics of the liberal fascists, of course, the unleashing of all of the attacks against InfoWars, the attacks against Alex Jones himself. He's going to engage in remarks and a question and answer with respect to the anti-First Amendment lawsuits levied against him. And of course, myself, Steve Quayle, and others, no stranger to those. Alex, of course, is, as usual, at the tip of the spear on that, fighting and exposing, it will be exposing the swamp and giving, delivering remarks and again, engaging in question and answer on the anti-First Amendment lawsuits at the National Press Club. Zanger Room. And just if you look on the screen. Now, if you're listening to this via radio or if you have this up and you're driving, don't look at any screen. Look at the road. But Zanger Room, 529 14th Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. That's where it's at. Tuesday, April 10th, 8 o'clock. Central, 9 o'clock Eastern, and you've got to RSVP to press at InfoWars.com. You know, I'm going to do my best to get there because I want to, I understand what he's going through. And folks, if you don't think this is a war, I'll just say this. Everybody who is anti-First and Second Amendment, everyone who is anti-truth is just pulling out all stops to silence InfoWars, silence this operation, the operation you're listening to, which is why I consider it, I'm very humbled, but I consider it a privilege to be sitting in for Alex Jones because the level of crap that he's going through. And it's not, you know, when he mentions about the lawsuits, as I mentioned on my morning show this morning, it's not just about whether you win. It's not that. It's about the progressive fascists, the haters of the freedom, the haters of us, the people who seek and then tell the truth. It's about how much damage they can inflict. And I just want to ask you a question. To those people out there listening and viewing, have you ever been the defendant in a meritless lawsuit? Do you know what kind of havoc that wreaks on a business? How about your personal life when you've got to shell out 10, 20, 30, 40 grand for a retainer and then expend $300, $400, $500 an hour for attorneys, ultimately to have it dismissed? Hey, you won. Oh, yeah? You won? Yeah. What did you win? You invested a whole lot of money. You diverted resources. You diverted time into this. This is exactly the tactics. These are the tactics of the left. This is what's happening. So this is a new front. The weaponization of the judicial system, the weaponization of courts. And in my case, I was threatened with a gag order for just merely speaking like this. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to be gagged, nor will Alex Jones be gagged. And thank God we've got patriots like that. But that's not really that. Kind of got off on a left-handed trail there. What I wanted to talk about, and I made a mistake before, I was talking about McCabe and some things that happened with McCabe this week. I had some information about McCabe's wife. Wait a second, that's Jill McCabe. We all know her. We all know that. But hold on a second here. What I meant to say, I've got some information about Rod Rosenstein's wife. All right. This ties into what had happened this week with McCabe, Lisa Page, the information that she provided. But who is Rod Rosenstein? Of course, Rod Rosenstein, essentially that the guy running the Department of Justice, Justice Maine, of course, he's deputy attorney general under Jeff Sessions, but he's really running the special counsel as well. Let's take a look at Rod Rosenstein's wife, shall we? Lisa H. Barsoomian. Who is she? And does it matter? I know this. I go home and speak with my wife after work, and we talk about things and over the dinner table or whatever. And there is some influence that my wife has with respect to what I say and where I kind of direct my focus. It's just normal, right? We're guys. We talk to our wives. So when we look at really the dynamics here, this woman, this mystery woman of intrigue, let's take a look at what's involved here. Now, everything I'm about to say, it's open source information and or the results of my investigative findings. If I am wrong in any of these, oh, I'd love to be heard. Let me know. But a check on using the electronic record system, the PACER system, and other proprietary databases has led me to this and other information. Did you know that the Rod Rosenstein's wife, a U.S. attorney who graduated from Georgetown Law, is a protege of James Comey and Robert Mueller? Nah, I guess that makes sense, right? With her boss, R. Craig Lawrence, represented Bill Clinton in 1998. Now, Lawrence also represented Robert Mueller three times, and this is associated with Lisa Barsoomian, who is Rod Rosenstein's wife. Got to follow. You got to keep a scorecard with all these people. Represented James Comey five times, Barack Hussein Obama 45 times, Kathleen Sebelius 56 times, Bill Clinton 40 times, and Hillary Clinton 17 times between 1998 and 2017. She herself, Barsoomian, herself, Rod Rosenstein's wife, represented the FBI at least five times during that period. And you may ask yourself again, well, who cares? Who cares about the work history of this woman, Rod Rosenstein's wife? Well, someone does. When you start looking, at her background, if you use certain search terms, for example, Rod Rosenstein's wife, wife of Rod David, whatever variation of these search terms you use, you're going to find that a lot has been purged about the wife of Rod Rosenstein, Lisa Barsoomian, court documents for her Clinton representation in Hamburg v. Clinton back in 1998, and it's a subsequent appeal in 99 from the D.C. District Court and Appeal dockets. Court dockets gone. Of course, you're going to see what they want you to see, which ties into the censorship, which ties into the fact that, wait a minute, we have to determine what's fake news. Which ties into the fact that if we can't direct you to what we want you to see, we are just going to call it fake news and, even worse, purge it from the internet. This is what's taking place. And this is why all this is connected and so important. Someone out there cares so much that the internet has purged all information, or virtually all of it, with respect to the working relationship with the swamp. So, Rod Rosenstein, his wife, looking at this, yeah, there's some stuff going on. And it's interesting because one particular piece of information, and I don't know who to credit this on, but I'm going to just go with this, and whoever found this, I want to thank you for doing so. Barsoomian has been involved in hundreds of cases representing the D.C. office and the U.S. attorney. Her email address is, if you look at it, lisabarsoomian@nih.gov. Now, why is that important? The NIH stands for National Institutes of Health. When I saw that, I knew exactly what that is. You see, this is a tactic. Using NIH or using other government fronts is a tactic to protect operatives of the CIA. It's standard operating fare. It's SOP, standard operating policy. It's used to shield their CIA or classified CIA type activities. Pay attention to the details here. You might think, well, it's a cover, so no big deal. What does one more attorney with ties to the U.S. intelligence community really, what does that matter? Well, it matters a whole bunch, and I'm going to be explaining why it matters as we move to close out today's program. It's going to be very interesting. I'm getting hand signals from my tech here. Gonna be right back. You're listening to InfoWars. Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones. Gonna be right back.
It looks like America is starting to wake up from the lies and disinformation. 77% of Americans polled recently by Monmouth University believe that the old legacy media like CNN and the New York Times regularly report fake news. The survey asked respondents, do you think these sources report these stories on purpose in order to push an agenda, or do they tend to report them more by accident or because of poor fact-checking? The majority of respondents at 42% said they believe it is to push an agenda, while 26% went with poor fact-checking. Additionally, the survey found that 83% believe special interest groups are intentionally trying to implant false information into the news cycle, and even more believed those tentacles reached all the way into social media sites and YouTube. And it's not just conservatives who are waking up to the obvious bias and propaganda pushing of the legacy media. A whopping 61% of Democrats are in agreement.
You are fake news.
Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com. It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones. Alex Jones, who's off in part going to the National Press Club. I'm going to be talking about the attempted gagging, and he's going to have none of it, of Alex Jones by those people who want to shut you up, shut him up, and by extension, shut all of us up. And of course, Alex Jones is going to be appearing at the National Press Club Tuesday, April 10th. You've got it. Yeah, I'll tell you what. You got to either get there, listen to him, but the importance of what he's going to say is, I cannot overstate how important this is. There, just if you're watching this, it's on screen. If you're listening to this and you're playing this on an iPhone or other similar device and you got a screen, don't look at the screen if you're driving, but it's going to be in the Zenger Room, 529 14th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., Tuesday, April 10th, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. For RSVP, send it to press@infowars.com. Again, this is going to be about the anti-First Amendment lawsuits levied against InfoWars and, hey, against even us. And myself and the people such as Steve Quayle and others on the receiving end of lawsuits, anti-defamation suits designed to or intended to cripple us, because if they can't control what we say and they can't control what you listen to, they've got to go a step further. And that's to basically attempt to shut us down through a number of means. And this is one of those means. Before the break, I was talking about Rosenstein's wife, and you might say, well, why is this important? Well, Rosenstein is the de facto head of the Attorney General, Department of Justice, under Sessions, appointed Mueller as special counsel. Rosenstein, of course, has control over the special counsel. Information this week about Rosenstein, or about McCabe, the firing, which was a consequence of the blowback against which was a consequence of the investigation being conducted in part by the Inspector General Michael Horowitz in response to or in tandem with the Mueller investigation on opposing sides. So news about that. But I want to finish up here with Rosenstein's wife, with respect to her, why this is a big deal, why you need to know about her. Because, you know, as the wife of the Deputy Attorney General, you ought to be paying attention to this, and you've got to know that why is this important? It's quite simple. The guys, you know this. Women, you know this. If you're out there and you're husband and wife, traditional husband and wife, you've got influence on the spouse, at least at some level. And she's the Assistant Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein's wife. That's why it's important. Her name again, Lisa Barsoomian, and her loyalties, basically, and these are my words, are tainted. How could this not? How could her loyalties? When you look back, and you consider that Attorney General Jeff Sessions essentially has recused himself, and some say he's taking a 16-month nap or a 14-month nap, with occasional forays into throwing himself into the legalization of marijuana mix or the anti-legalization there. But Mueller's never-ending investigation into collusion between the Donald Trump team and the Russians. Now, one more time, why does Barsoomian, the wife of Rod Rosenstein, CIA operative, merit any mention? Because, again, she's his wife. Her loyalties appear to be tainted. How could anything that she does and said in the past, how could that have not influenced Rosenstein's decisions, current and former? Both owe their careers, by the way, to U.S. attorneys, to Mueller, to Obama, to Bush, and to Clinton. Impartiality? Not quite there. And again, I don't know who to cite on this, the compilation of information, and forgive me for the lack of citation, but this is also part, not only their citations or not only their information, but things I've put together. But you'll find all of this to be out there on the on open source places. But some of this is not. Some of this has already been purged, and they want you to remain in the dark about this. But when you look at this, does Rod Rosenstein have any business involving himself in the Hillary Clinton DNC-funded Steele dossier and the ongoing Russia investigation, considering the loyalties? And this brings me to, well, the ethics there, or lack thereof. Which brings me into something that happened this week, which I've got to tell you about. Before I do, I just want to mention one more time, folks. This operation, InfoWars, depends on your support. You notice the sponsorship? Well, it's products that InfoWarsStore.com, it's products that they sell, and they're all fantastic products. Have a look for yourself. I particularly like things like Brain Force Plus, the Real Red and Real Red Pill Mind and Body Challenge Pack. Right now, 50% off in store for a limited time. Look at that, Mind and Body Challenge Pack. You can't go wrong with the products here. And as Ted Nugent had said, did you watch that? Go back and watch that documentary. If you didn't catch it, watch it in full. You talk about a patriotic American, and you talk about an energetic guy at a very young, 7 decades on this earth, very young, 70 decades, or but packed a lot of life into it. And the information, the spunk that that man has, and the family has. It's fantastic. And part of that is feeling good. Feeling good, of course, you can use, go to InfoWarsStore.com and grab yourself some Brain Force Plus and Red Pill Mind and Body Challenge Pack. Do it. Take advantage of the sale. 50% off in store for a limited time. That's why this is important, because we have to be ready to fight at a moment's notice. But Catherine Herridge, getting back to the content here, Catherine Herridge confirmed Lisa Page, statements this week, that contradict, where Lisa Page actually contradicted Andrew McCabe. And again, who's Andrew McCabe? Well, Andrew McCabe is part of the DOJ FBI morass. We had, a situation where we're looking at, by the way, hat tip to conservative Treehouse Sundance. For all of the information, I know I'm getting short on time here. So for all of the information with respect to the nuances of the McCabe Rosenstein sessions, that whole morass, this whole Mueller mess, conservative Treehouse Sundance, Sarah Carter has done just a tremendous job, as has Hannity and Greg Jarrett. And if you think that, people are not sitting up and paying attention to that, where you're not paying attention. But really quickly in closing this week, and, let me see if I grab my notes here on this. This week, Devin Nunes, who is the head of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, the majority head of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, drafted a letter, as I look through my notes here. Letters here somewhere. But it, ultimately demanding the unredacted, here it is right here, sent on April 4th, 2018, sent a letter to Rod Rosenstein, remember I talked about his wife, and Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, demanding compliance with a previously submitted subpoena for unredacted documents pertaining to electronic communications about who. Ultimately, when you read this letter, it ultimately leads back to Brennan, which ultimately leads back to Obama, the Obama regime. And the reason I'm kind of closing out with this is because what is taking place right now is everything is being exposed for all of us to see. And it's clear that the Mueller investigation is nothing but a distraction, an unethical one at that, against or to prevent the exposure of the criminal collusion and the attempted coup against Donald Trump and at the will of the American people. Devin Nunes on Wednesday submitting a letter saying enough is enough. I want the unredacted version of the documents you provided previously. And what that will show is the connections, the names, not the least of which could be, and is very likely, John Brennan, the former head of the CIA, and his involvement, perhaps, into the coup attempt that began before Donald Trump was elected. So there are some things that are happening there. In addition to that, Catherine Herridge has reported this week, and this is the other part of the coin, the other side of this issue that we have to follow, additional confirmations to why McCabe was fired. McCabe, of course, was fired for three purposes: lying under oath, lying while not under oath, and improper disclosure or leaks of information to the media about the investigation into the Clinton Foundation. I don't know if you can really see this, but you see how all of this ties together? And why are we being silenced now? Why are we being silenced right now? Because they don't want the information, the liberal fascists, the media, they don't want this information to get out. It's as simple as that. Really it is, but it's quite complex when you get into the minutia of it. Folks, Doug Hagmann again, sitting in for Alex Jones, Infowars.com, the tip of the spear, fighting for your right to speak, fighting for your right to bear arms. Just may God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, Infowars, Doug Hagmann sitting in.
Infowars Life BrainForce Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill. It takes about 7 days to kick in. BrainForce takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your BrainForce Plus and Real Red Pill today.
I want to plow into all of this. That I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.